I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrups. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlie's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlie's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlie's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Redding Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowery magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirsch Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue Feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
What's going on at your money pit, Mary?
I have a two-story house with three tab shingles that are 25 years old, and I'm about to replace them with the architectural. I have an attic fan currently. It's about 30 years old, and I don't really have to keep that. But my question is regarding a replacement attic fan versus the ridge fit.
Oh, you're going to love that sort of architectural shingle. I mean, they look fantastic. They look super dimensional. They look like slate. I don't know which you're picking, but they are a fantastic product. As far as a attic fan versus a ridge vent, I would kind of recommend towards the ridge vent over the replacement fan. And here's why. In the summer, a lot of people think an attic fan is a great way to cool their attic, thinking it's going to lower the cooling cost overall for the house. But what generally happens is when that attic fan comes on and starts to sort of suck out the air from the attic, it kind of depressurizes that space, and then it kind of needs to replace that pressure. So what happens is it goes into the house through like all of the nooks and crannies and venting and whatnot. It starts to pull that air conditioned air up into the attic space, and it kind of pulls it from all of those spots, and then you're spending more money on cooling costs, and it's not really doing what you want it to do for the attic space. So a better option is a continuous ridge vent, and that will go across the entire peak of the roof. But that ridge vent should always be matched with a soffit vent, because it kind of needs to come up and go out, if that makes sense. Again, hand motions, Italian Segretti. I'm like, here it comes, through the soffit, up through the ridge vent. Like a fountain.
Could you talk if you were in handcuffs, Leslie?
No. I don't know. Guys, I don't know if anybody remembers this. When we had no air conditioning in the house, my son would come down to the studio while I was recording, and he was sitting on the couch like across the room. And I saw him making wild hand movements, and I look over to him, and he's like, "That's you." And I'm like, "Oh, I guess. That is me. It's just, I can't help it." But I really think your best bet.
It's easy for you to say.
Is the continuous ridge vent with soffit vents. And that's going to do a great job to sort of create that conductive loop, make the fan motion with the hands, not drive up your cooling costs. And since you're replacing the roof, that's what they're going to be doing anyway.
Okay. The other question is, I also have a whole house fan, which I rarely use. Can you still use a whole house fan with the ridge vent?
Yeah, well, a whole house fan is very different than an attic fan. A whole house fan is mounted generally on the ceiling of the upper floor of the house, and it draws air from the house itself, pushes it up to the attic where it's exhausted. Now, the key with the whole house fan is you have to have enough exhaust ventilation up in the attic. So if you end up having a continuous ridge vent and the soffit vents, you're going to have enough exhaust ventilation up there. So definitely don't put the attic fan in. If you don't have it already and you go to put that whole house fan in, put it on a timer. This way it's super effective, especially at night when you can set it for sort of an hour or so when you're going to sleep, just to keep that air moving about. And then it will just help it get cooler, you know, much more quickly.
Vents in the eaves of the house, which were built in the house, are they closed off when you get the ridge vent?
Yeah, so those vents that you're talking about are at the end of the gable walls. You would want to close those off. You won't need them. This way you can make sure if you've got the continuous soffit vent and the ridge vent, it'll do a great job. If you sort of have too many vents up there, you kind of get like a weird disturbance of the air, and that can impact the flow. Does that make sense?
All right. Hopefully that's what I need, and I'm about to call a contractor tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. Good luck with that. You can always reach back out. We're always happy to help. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit. We are so happy you could join us. Still to come, do you want to add real value to your home without taking on a massive, expensive renovation? We will reveal the top 5 home improvement projects that give you the best return on your investment just in time for fall. From smart curb appeal upgrades to simple kitchen updates, these are the projects that boost your equity, wow those buyers, and set your home up for long-term value. Whether you're planning to sell or you just want your space to shine, we have got the ideas that you need next. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The Fluidmaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards, and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, quickrete.com. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. That fall chill is already arriving for us in the Northeast, so as temperatures begin to drop, it's time to think about your plumbing because frozen pipes are a winter nightmare that you can prevent. You want to start by disconnecting and draining those outdoor hoses. If you do leave a hose connected, trapped water can freeze, expand, and then burst that pipe inside the wall. Next, you kind of want to locate and shut off any exterior spigots using their interior shutoff valves. If your home has them, once you shut them off, open that outside faucet to drain any remaining water and let the air in. That will prevent freezing pressure. And if your home has exposed pipes in unheated areas like a basement, a garage, or a crawl space, you can wrap those with pipe insulation. It's inexpensive, it's easy to install, and it can save you thousands in potential repair costs. Well, if you're thinking about ways to increase your home's value, whether you're planning to sell or you just want to build equity, fall is a great time to get started. It's cooler out, contractor schedules are a bit more flexible, and you can often snag off-season discounts on materials and labor. So what are the smartest projects that deliver real bang for your buck? Let's run through the top five home improvements that offer impressive returns on your investment. First up, replacing your garage door. I mean, it might not be glamorous, but replacing that garage door is consistently one of the highest ROI projects year after year, with returns of up to 194%. That means it actually increases your home's value by nearly double the cost of the project. You can choose a modern style that complements your home's architecture, bonus points if it's insulated, and even more if it has smart tech built into it. Next is the front door. Your front door is the first thing that people see, and upgrading that makes a big impact. Steel or fiberglass doors are going to offer style and security with an average ROI around 187 to 188%. You can add a pop of color, new hardware, a welcome mat, and you have just given your home major curb appeal for a modest investment. Also on the outside, let's talk about stone veneer siding. Installing manufactured stone veneer on the front of your home or just around the entryway or a column is a stylish update that makes your home look custom and it makes your home look high end. Even small sections of stonework can pay off big. These deliver around 153% return on investment. I mean, that's huge.
No doubt.
Now let's talk about refreshing your kitchen. You don't have to do a full gut renovation to get great returns. A minor kitchen remodel, like resurfacing your cabinets, updating the countertops, swapping in new lighting or just new fixtures, can deliver a 96% return on investment or more. And it's one of the first places that buyers and your guests will notice. And even a small upgrade can make it feel brand new. And lastly, adding a deck or updating your outdoor living area is huge. Outdoor spaces are still very high in demand, especially if you plan to list in the spring. Adding a simple wood deck can yield an 83% return, and creating a cozy fire pit area or built-in seating extends that living space outdoors. If you already have a deck, power wash it, stain or seal the wood, and replace damaged boards to get your house market ready. Final tip here, if your budget is tight, small DIY updates like painting, adding new cabinet hardware, re-caulking the bath, all makes a big difference in the perceived value of your home. And remember, curb appeal, kitchens, and first impressions tend to offer the biggest return when it comes time to sell. All right, all good tips. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
Thurman from Arkansas is on the line, Les. He's got a blank wall and wants to put in a window. Thurman, how can we help out today?
All right, well, I've got a blank wall, if you will, and I want to open it up and install a window and just kind of want to know what I need to do about the structure part of it and that maybe how I need to go about finishing the sheetrock around it.
All right, well, those are great questions. So you've got a blank canvas to start. Is it on the front or the rear of the house?
Rear.
Okay, so the rear wall, that's generally a load-bearing wall. So what you need to do when you're opening up a load-bearing wall is it's a little more challenging because something goes wrong and then the support for the entire structure of the house is kaput. So if you're a pro doing this every day, you're very careful about how you cut into that drywall. But there's a way to cut it so it basically gets cut once and you don't have to widen everything out. So what you would want to do is sort of decide where this window is going. Know that you want to keep one full stud on either side of where that window is going to be because you have to have those studs by the windows in doubles. And then when you decide where this window is, you want to carefully cut out the drywall so that you see all of the studs behind it. So it's sort of like just an x-ray into the spot where the window is going to be and you see all that stud work and say, all right, this is how wide my window is. Generally, you're not going to go with a stock window here. Maybe you're having something made from scratch because of the situation with where the stud work is. And what you want to do is make sure you're doubling up the studs on the exterior of both of the window and then doubling up the sort of creating a header above the window itself. Generally, you're only going to have to take out one stud in the middle if you're looking at like a 30 to a 36-inch wide window. If you're going to have to go bigger, then maybe you need to build an additional stud or an additional header plate. It gets a little tricky, but it's not terribly complicated because you're not taking out that entire wall. You're just sort of taking out a little section of the middle or wherever this window is going, and you can build support around that. So definitely slice out the drywall, look at what the stud situation is behind there. It's quite a few steps, but it's not something tremendously difficult. That said, if you're not entirely comfortable with this process, you would want to hire a pro who's disassembled and reassembled this type of wall. But you need a header across the top of where the window is going to be and double studs on either side of where this window will be. And that really is how you want to do it.
Right. That's what I was wondering about, the load on that wall.
Yeah. I mean, that is the way you do it. You build it in such a way that it's supporting itself while you're disassembling it. And then once the window is in and that framing is done, you can pull out that temporary wall. Like, it's a simple way to kind of give that extra support is by adding in all of these studs, adding in these extra headers, adding in a plate there. It's a bit tricky, but it does support it. It's kind of like just a fake support while you're building this window, and that should definitely do the trick. But if you're not comfortable, bring in a pro who can definitely disassemble and reassemble in a way that doesn't cause any issues.
Right. Well, thanks for the information.
Yeah, you're welcome, Thurman. Enjoy the view. All right. Thanks so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Last week on the show, we helped you plan the perfect backyard fire pit. So this week, we're helping you build it. Coming up, we'll walk you through the super simple step-by-step for creating a modern square fire pit using Ladera wall block from Pavestone. With no cutting, no special caps, and just a few basic tools, it's a weekend project you can totally do yourself. And we'll tell you how to make it rock solid, heat safe, and ready for fall nights by the fire. Plus, we'll let you know where to watch the full build video online, so stick around.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress. Medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Cracker Barrel rebranding to executive orders that target the burning of the U.S. flag, we're going to delve deep on all the questions that nobody else even wants to ask. Tune in for the answers at Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, fall is prime time to show your roof a little love. You want to start by checking your gutters. Leaves and debris can clog them up pretty fast, and that can lead to water backups, roof rot, and even foundation issues. Clean them out and make sure those downspouts are draining 4 to 6 feet away from the foundation. And while you're at it, do a visual scan of those shingles. If you're seeing bald spots, you're noticing gritty granules collecting in the gutters, your roof is trying to tell you something. It's aging fast. Those granules protect your shingles from UV damage and weather wear, and when they start shedding, leaks aren't far behind. You can use binoculars or a smartphone zoom to check for cracked, curled, or missing shingles, and if anything seems questionable, don't climb up yourself. Call in a pro for an inspection. All right, Jim, let's see who we have on the phone next.
Well, being a 13-year-old boy at heart, Leslie, you know what a roof tells me? Time to buy a drone.
Oh. Drones are for all people of all ages.
Oh, my God. They're cool.
They are cool. Well, last week we talked about planning the perfect backyard fire pit, from choosing a spot to thinking through how you'll use it, whether for ambiance, warmth, or a little late-night marshmallow roasting. This week, it's time to roll up your sleeves because we're diving into the step-by-step of how to build a square fire pit using Ladera wall block from Pavestone. Now, this project is totally DIY-friendly, and it delivers pro-level results. It's perfect for a weekend upgrade that completely transforms your outdoor space and maybe even your social life. So step one, you got to get the right materials. You're going to need Ladera wall block. It's available in several colors like Greystone, Revere, Eddington Blend, and more. A fire pit insert, because that's going to protect the blocks from the high heat. Pavestone block and paver adhesive or Quikrete construction adhesive. Lava rock to fill the base. And a few simple tools like a shovel, level, and tape measure. The next step is that you want to prep the site. So choose that flat area away from structures, trees, anything flammable, and measure and mark out a 40-inch by 40-inch square. That's going to be the size of your finished fire pit. You're going to remove grass and debris and make sure that ground is perfectly level. Now, you want to lay the first course of those Ladera blocks. So set your first layer of Ladera wall blocks directly on the ground in your square layout. Ladera blocks come in one nominal size, but they do feature seven unique face patterns and false joints, which helps to disguise that repetition, and it creates a custom look with zero cutting needed. Now, you want to use a level to check each block as you go. A flat foundation means everything else is going to stack up true. Now, as you stack and adhere, once that first course is down, apply a bead of Pavestone block and paver adhesive or the Quikrete construction adhesive to the top of each block and begin stacking the second layer. You want to repeat for the third and for the final course. And most square fire pits are built with three layers, which brings your wall height to about 15 inches. And what's great here is you don't need capstone or corner blocks. You just stack, adhere, and level. It's fast, it's simple, it's rock solid. And lastly, you're going to insert that fire pit ring and fill the base. So place that fire pit insert inside that block circle. This creates that heat barrier and extends the life of the fire pit itself. And then fill that base with lava rock or peat gravel to complete the look and help with drainage. One final thought here is that with these projects where you get a lot of reward for very little effort, it's awesome because it's durable thanks to the precast modern concrete construction. It's stylish and it's totally doable in a single afternoon. And if you want to see it done step by step, Pavestone has a project video and instructions right there for you at pavestone.com. You can even submit your project photos for a chance to be featured. Great project. You're going to get a ton of use out of it. I mean, can we say s'mores, everybody? All right. You are tuned to the Money Pit. This fall, window treatments are getting a major upgrade, and so is your color strategy. From warm earth tones and layered textiles to smart blinds and sleek shears, we have got your guide to making your home feel rich, cozy, and totally now. Coming up, trend insights you can start using this weekend. That's up next. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera wall block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera wall block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera wall block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Welcome back to The Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to tackle any home project with confidence? Well, whether you are planning a decor project, remodeling your kitchen or bath, or fixing that leak or a squeak, we are here to help you every step of the way on The Money Pit. Check out our podcast, guys. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, as the leaves shift and the light changes, it is the perfect time to give your home a subtle refresh. And this year, it's all about color and texture, warm, lush, and deeply expressive. So let's dive into what's trending for 2026 interiors and for your window treatments. Now, warm, earthy color palettes, this is what designers are really leaning into, deep, grounded tones like terracotta, ochre, olive, clay, colors that feel natural, that feel comforting and timeless. Sherwin-Williams is also spotlighting these fall-forward palettes, including their sun-baked hues. It's rich terracotta, it's saffron yellow, and modern reds, which are perfect for adding depth and warmth to your living room or even your home office. Now, soft, textural neutrals and mood anchors. If you're craving a softer calm, think about frosted tints. So like a pastel lavender, a soft green, kind of airy tones. Their serene vibe is ideal for bathrooms or peaceful corners. In contrast, though, restorative darks like deep plums and rich browns are all the rage for creating cozy, cocoon-like spaces that feel intimate and indulgent. Now, this year, Dutch Boy's 2026 color of the year is a versatile neutral called Melodious Ivory. It is a creamy, warm neutral. It's versatile across styles from rustic to minimalistic, and it pairs beautifully with bold accents and soft palettes. You can surround it with palettes like Heartland, like earthy reds or greens, or what they're calling Serendipity over at Dutch Boy, cheerful tones for a cohesive look. You do want to avoid what's outdated, and designers are warning that cool whites, grays, neon brights are kind of just falling flat. Those bright clinical neutrals feel dated, and 2026 is about warmth, depth, and emotion-driven color choices. Now, let's talk about our windows. They run the gamut as well, and we don't really talk about them from a trend standpoint. So this year, minimalistic and sleek designs. So think about clean lines are going to dominate. Sheer curtains crafted from linen or lightweight fabrics will offer you beautiful diffused light and soft style. And they're really an ideal way to soften your space for the fall. Layered, luxurious looks. I mean, bland windows are kind of over with. Designers are laying Roman shades with sheers, floor-to-ceiling drapes for drama and warmth. It's a layered approach that's going to add both texture and function, and that's perfect for the cooler weather. And natural materials and smart tech are big. Woven woods, bamboo shades, natural fibers are trending with their organic look and their eco-friendly appeal. Meanwhile, motorized blinds and shades are delivering effortless convenience and will help with your energy savings as the day shortens. So whether you're refreshing your walls with moody earth tones or layering soft functional window treatments, these trends bring emotional resonance and modern comfort into your space. It's not just style, it's storytelling through color, material, and texture. And I've been thinking on taking on a few decor projects this fall, and this totally has reignited my plans. How about you guys? All right, Jim, let's see what everybody's working on. Who's standing by?
Leslie, Steve left us a voicemail. Let's see what he has to say.
I have a bluestone front stoop that measures 10 feet by 5 feet, made up of various sized rectangular slabs. The grout in between the slabs is crumbling and needs to be replaced. It's 14 years old. The gaps between the bluestone slabs are between a quarter and 1 inch wide. So looking for some guidance with removing the grout without damaging the slabs, a recommended grout replacement, and how to apply the grout. Do I need to mask the slabs, use a piping bag, a grout float? How would I remove excess grout from the bluestone, etc.? Also, the mason who installed the stoop said to use muriatic acid to clean the slabs. Wondering if you recommend this method, or is there a safer alternative?
Ooh, all right, Steve. It sounds like you've got quite a project going on over there. So, about your first question, how do you remove the existing grout that's between the pieces of flagstone? Well, you kind of have to chisel that out with a cold chisel. And you're going to want to try to get out as much of it as you can, and then you want to try to keep it square to the slate. So kind of like as you're, you know, tapping out that grout there, don't taper it. You want to try to go as clean to the sides of the slate as you can. Otherwise, when you go to put in the new grout, it's not going to really stick as well. So you want to try to pull it all out at once if you can. And once you get most of it out, you can use like a shop vac to kind of get rid of all of those loose pieces, because anything that's loose in there is going to weaken that mortar that you put in next. Now, in terms of the mortar, the type we would recommend is a type known as M, as in the money pit, but really type M. And that's because that's simply one of the strongest mortars out there. I want to say it's rated something like 2,500 pounds per square inch.
Go ahead and say it then.
2,500 PSI.
Thank you for humoring me.
And that's, you know, pounds per square inch. Mm-hmm. And that's really the mortar you want to use. Now, for applying it, you can apply it with a piping bag. You know, like the same thing you would use for decorating cupcakes, except don't decorate cupcakes with it after. But this one's really made for mortar, so it's kind of stronger as a bag. You put the tip in there, you can kind of mix a tube shape, and then that's what you would want to do. But the piping bag has a big old hole at the end, and you kind of squeeze that mortar out and press it into the groove. And then you're going to kind of trowel it to just press it further down into that gap. You might have to wait a little while for it to settle and start to dry. I mean, it kind of helps to push it in with the back end of the trowel just to kind of get it in there more. And after it settles down, you just want to kind of dry brush it. So you take a stiff paintbrush and brush over that surface just to give it a little bit of texture. And lastly, when you mentioned muriatic acid, I mean, it's good for cleaning the slate if you happen to get excess amounts of mortar on it, but it's not something that you use for, like, maintenance. It's not like, oh, there's a weird stain on the slate. Let me get the acid. Quick, honey, get the acid. We got to clean the stoop again. No, it's kind of, like, corrosive. It's very caustic. You have to, like, really protect yourself when you use it. So if for some reason you're like, wah, and you spill that mortar everywhere, and it's hardened and I can't clean it, then yes. Otherwise, I don't think you really need it. But that's about it. This is a project for you. You're not going to get this done in a day, maybe the weekend, maybe two. So take your time, do it right, and it's going to look great. I have a blue slate front stoop myself, and I love it.
Blue slate stoop. Blue slate stoop.
Has everyone met Elvis Kenzie over here? Thank you. Thank you very much.
I know you're going to go into who's up next, Elvis. I can sense it. Maybe I should do this next tease in my best Elvis, which wasn't a very good Elvis, but here we go. Well, you've heard all the rules. Keep it neutral in small rooms. Bedrooms should be serious. Art only belongs at eye level. But what if breaking those rules really made your home way more stylish and fun? Coming up, we're tossing old design advice out the window and sharing four decorating don'ts that you definitely should. Stick with us here on the Money Pit for Leslie's Last Word, up next.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, this is Carl Ananda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
3614. This Independence Day, we honor and thank those who've served in our military. Many have made sacrifices to protect our country, including their health. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way, by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved, I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
We'll be right back.
making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. So, Jim, I always feel like fall, you know, I love the season. I really do. But with everything with back to school, I mean, I was sitting doing the kids' calendar. I felt like there's so many things coming up that we have to be ready for. We have to follow the rules. We have to remember to be places on time. When is there a parent-teacher conference? Whoa, senior skit night. Oh, I got to create one and have a dress rehearsal in 3 days. Jeez, there is a lot going on. So why does everything have to be so stuffy in the house? Why can't it be a little bit more fun? Why can't we be a little unconventional and just make our home this kind of haven that we love, whether it's crazy and fun with your decor or very strict and uptight? Who says you got to follow the rules, right?
Well, Leslie, you usually follow the rules, right?
Yeah, sort of.
Today, you're going to go out on a limb here. We're going to toss out some of that old design advice, toss it right out the window, and share four decorating don'ts that you definitely should. Do that Leslie's last word thing that you do so well.
Yeah, that's right. You know, if you've ever been told, guys, there are rules to decorating your home, I've got some news for you. It's time to break a few. Now, some of those old school guidelines we grew up with are just that. They're old, and today's homes, they're all about personality, comfort, and a dash of fun. So let's throw out some of those outdated design rules and make room for some fearless and flexible approaches to your home style. A rule to break here, only use neutrals in small spaces. Now, once upon a time, everybody was told to stick with soft neutrals in small rooms, white, beige, light gray. Supposedly, those bold colors will make that space feel even smaller. But here's the deal. Your room isn't getting any bigger no matter what color it is, so why not make it stunning? Deep jewel tones, moody navy, even a vibrant wallpaper can make a small space feel intentional, cozy, and unforgettable. And sometimes in a small space, add that color or paper to the ceiling. Huge transformation. A rule you should be breaking, master bedrooms should be serious. No more playing it safe here with your personal space. Your bedroom should make you smile every single day. So if it's whimsical artwork, a bold throw blanket, funky lamps, whatever makes it feel fun and personal, grown-up doesn't have to mean boring. It's your room. Have fun. Next rule to break, art only belongs at eye level. Well, we've all heard this one. Hang your artwork so the center is right at your eye. But guess what? You don't have to hang art at all. You can lean large pieces against the wall. You can layer them on top of dressers or shelves for a collected artsy feel. And when you do hang up a piece of art, play with the height, play with the symmetry or asymmetry. It gives your home more personality and it breaks up that visual monotony. And lastly, this rule here, chairs should all match. Mismatched is the new modern. So whether you mix and match styles, colors, or just swap out a couple for a fun statement, your dining room becomes more inviting and a lot more you. Bonus points for letting each family pick their own favorite chair. It's a lot of fun. Bottom line, the house is yours. You live in it, not a magazine stylist, unless you live in my house. So if a design rule feels stuffy, restrictive, or just doesn't spark joy, feel free to ditch it. Decorating should be creative, playful, and a little bit rebellious. Well, we covered a lot of home improvement ground this hour, guys, from building that perfect fire pit and being on trend with your color choices for 2026. Next week, we're sharing simple steps to inspect, clean, and seal all those wood surfaces before the cold sets in. A little care now means a longer life for your deck, your stairs, and your trim, and fewer headaches down the road, which I love. We are here for you 24/7, guys. And remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next time.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance
by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk leaves behind a remarkable legacy.
As he mourns the fatal shooting of one of his top political allies, the president said Kirk's impact on conservative politics will carry on.
We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people, especially young people, will live on.
He also announced plans to posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the nation's highest civilian honor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Phoenix yesterday at Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica, said the evildoers responsible for her husband's assassination have no idea what they've done.
They should all know this. If you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea. You have no idea what you just have unleashed across this entire country.
The Utah County Attorney says he plans to file former charges against suspected assassin Tyler Robinson. This past week, Russia announced a deal on a new gas pipeline to China. Correspondent David McHugh has more.
That would give Russia a chance to replace some of the lost natural gas sales when they cut off their gas shipments to Europe. So they'd be finding a big new customer for their gas. One issue, however, is that it's not entirely clear China really needs the gas, so that the takeaway from this announcement may be China and Russia demonstrating their new closer relationship amid tensions with the United States, and China letting the U.S. know that it doesn't necessarily need U.S. shipments of liquefied natural gas from U.S. producers.
You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that, you can't go there, you can't play your favorite sport, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms. One where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
Admirers of Jane Austen are celebrating the 250th anniversary of the beloved author's birth with costumed balls and themed events.
This weekend, thousands of Austen devotees from all over the world are descending on Bath, England, for a 10-day festival celebrating the author of Pride and Prejudice and Sense and Sensibility. The highlight is a Regency costume promenade, expected to draw some 2,000 people. They're just a small number of the thousands of Janeites who bring Austen's words and images to life by making their own period dress and performing the historical dances. Charles de Ledesma, London.
As big tech's data centers continue to grow, threatening to overload electricity grids, policymakers are considering bumping the energy-hungry data centers off grids during power emergencies. Texas moved first to try to protect residents like the deadly blackout, the winter storm of 2021, where dozens died. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Boeing workers have rejected another contract proposal.
3,200 company employees have been on strike for nearly 6 weeks at three plants in the Midwest. The union that represents them says 57% of the members voted against the offer. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, District 837, says in a statement the proposal did not include a sufficient signing bonus or a raise in 401k benefits. The company says it's disappointed the employees rejected what Boeing officials say was a five-year deal with an average wage growth of 45%. I'm Mike Hempen.
Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook is asking a U.S. appeals court to reject the Trump administration's latest attempt to remove her from her post. This comes ahead of the central bank's next vote on interest rates. Saturday, Cook's attorneys filed a motion to ask the Trump administration to have a stay of the lower court. More at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Reading Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
A
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Up 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Gold Leaf Nursery Last Days of Summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirch Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable being with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McLean today at 530-605-4565.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
So I got more involved, I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit. Money pit. Pick up the telephone.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera by Pavestone and RoofMax Roof Restoration. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Thank you so much for joining us. With me, as always, is the amazing Jim Kenzie, Home Improvement's favorite producer.
Wow.
That's right. Well, you're mine, so I thank you.
I must really rank up there in your mind, Leslie. Thank you.
You sure do.
Thank you, girl.
Yeah, thanks you guys so much for joining us. We've got a great show planned for this hour, so let's get right to it. Coming up, do you want to add real value to your home without taking on a massive renovation? We're going to reveal the top five home improvement projects that give you the best return on your investment just in time for fall. From smart curb appeal upgrades to simple kitchen updates, these are the projects that boost equity, wow those buyers, and set your home up for long-term value. It's super helpful in this just bizarre, busy, crazy housing market. And last week on the show, we helped you plan the perfect backyard fire pit. This week, we're building it. Coming up, we're going to walk you through the super simple step-by-steps for creating a modern square fire pit using Ladera wall block from Pavestone. With no cutting, no special caps, and just a few basic tools, it is a weekend project you can totally DIY. And also ahead, this fall, window treatments are getting a major upgrade, and so is your color strategy. From warm earth tones and layered textiles to smart blinds and sleek shears, we have got your guide to making your home feel rich, cozy, and totally now. Coming up, trend insights that you can start using this weekend. So give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT so we can craft some segments to help you with your projects. Jim, who do we have on the line first?
All right, Les, we're going to head over to the wonderful state of Michigan. I wonder why.
I know somebody who's from Michigan.
No, you don't say. Is it Robert?
No. I think it's you.
It is me and Robert. Robert, what's going on there? Because I have no idea what's going on here.
Well, I have a 1,500 square foot house in northern mid-Michigan. And I have, everything's electric now. I have electric baseboard heat. And I remodeled recently, 20 years ago.
Okay, so recent to you, right?
And I wondered if a air heat pump, I understood that they're a lot more efficient than they used to be, would be a solution for me.
Yeah, I mean, electric systems are expensive, but Michigan's kind of a tough climate for any kind of heat because it is just so chilly. So I guess if your only choice is that or baseboard heat, it probably would be less expensive. But let me tell you a little bit about a heat pump and the way it works so that you're kind of understanding what you're getting into. So a heat pump, first of all, you have to have ducting. I mean, think of it as like a central air conditioning system, but for heat, because the ducts kind of supply the heat through the house.
My plan is to just have it come into one main room.
Okay, right. But, I mean, you're thinking of just having this into one room? Like a wall unit?
Yes, yes. The unit would be outside.
Okay, so wait, that's a little different. We're talking about a mini split system. So with that, you have like a condensing unit outside, and then you have the air handler, air conditioner part inside mounted up into the wall. That's, I mean, those are great. They're super efficient. But what I want to make sure you're clear on is that with a heat pump, the temperature of the air that's coming out of it is not as warm as what would come off of a radiator. Because when you have fossil fuel, the air comes out at about like 140 degrees. And when you have a heat pump, it's only coming out around 100, 110 degrees. So sometimes when people feel the air blowing on them from a heat pump, they'll be like, oh, I'm a little chilly.
Right, yeah.
But it's not chilly. It's just, it's not as warm as maybe you're used to. And when it hits your skin, that moisture evaporates off and it could make you feel a little chilly. So then people are like, oh, I better turn up the thermostat. And then it gets more expensive because the heat pump is kind of trying to maintain that heat in the home.
But it can't keep up. So the electric baseboard heat kicks on.
Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of doubles or triples your cost to run everything. I mean, if you are going to do a heat pump, you want to make sure that there's a thermostat in that heat pump, and I would set it and kind of leave it alone, and I would keep the baseboard heat units in just as a backup for when it's like really extra chilly and you're just not quite as comfortable. But I think for the most part, that combination is going to be for sure less expensive than truly just the electric system on its own. The other thing is insulation. Make sure you have at least 19 inches of insulation. I think that's the recommended R value for Michigan for that area. I mean, all of that is kind of the number one way to keep the heat in the house. I mean, think of the insulation in the attic as the hat on your head. All that heat is escaping up. So if you've got more insulation, you're keeping that heat in. I think a combination of that is going to do a great job.
Are you saying my head's full of hot air?
Yes, especially yours. All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, Leslie, let's head out to Delaware where Mary's got a question about roofing. What's going on at your Money Pit, Mary?
I have a two-story house with three-tab shingles that are 25 years old, and I'm about to replace them with the architectural. I have an attic fan currently. It's about 30 years old, and I don't really have to keep that. But my question is regarding a replacement attic fan versus the ridge fit.
Oh, you're going to love that sort of architectural shingle. I mean, they look fantastic. They look super dimensional. They look like slate. I don't know which you're picking, but they are a fantastic product. As far as a attic fan versus a ridge vent, I would kind of recommend towards the ridge vent over the replacement fan. And here's why. In the summer, a lot of people think an attic fan is a great way to cool their attic, thinking it's going to lower the cooling cost overall for the house. But what generally happens is when that attic fan comes on and starts to sort of suck out the air from the attic, it kind of depressurizes that space. And then it kind of needs to replace that pressure. So what happens is, it goes into the house through like all of the nooks and crannies and venting and whatnot. It starts to pull that air conditioned air up into the attic space. And it kind of pulls it from all of those spots. And then you're spending more money on cooling costs and it's not really doing what you want it to do for the attic space. So a better option is a continuous ridge vent, and that will go across the entire peak of the roof. But that ridge vent should always be matched with a soffit vent because it kind of needs to come up and go out, if that makes sense. Again, hand motions, Italian segretti. I'm like, here it comes through the soffit, up through the ridge vent. Like a fountain.
Could you talk if you were in handcuffs, Leslie?
No. I don't know. Guys, I don't know if anybody remembers this. When we had no air conditioning in the house, my son would come down to the studio while I was recording, and he was sitting on the couch like across the room. And I saw him making wild hand movements, and I look over to him, and he's like, "That's you." And I'm like, "Oh, I guess. That is me. It's just, I can't help it." But I really think your best bet.
It's easy for you to say.
Is the continuous ridge vent with soffit vents. And that's going to do a great job to sort of create that conductive loop, make the fan motion with the hands, not drive up your cooling costs. And since you're replacing the roof, that's what they're going to be doing anyway.
Okay. The other question is, I also have a whole house fan, which I rarely use. Can you still use a whole house fan with the ridge vent?
Yeah, well, a whole house fan is very different than an attic fan. A whole house fan is mounted generally on the ceiling of the upper floor of the house, and it draws air from the house itself, pushes it up to the attic where it's exhausted. Now, the key with the whole house fan is you have to have enough exhaust ventilation up in the attic. So if you end up having a continuous ridge vent and the soffit vents, you're going to have enough exhaust ventilation up there. So definitely don't put the attic fan in. If you don't have it already and you go to put that whole house fan in, put it on a timer. This way it's super effective, especially at night when you can set it for sort of an hour or so when you're going to sleep, just to keep that air moving about. And then it will just help it get cooler, you know, much more quickly.
Vents in the eaves of the house, which were built in the house, are they closed off when you get the ridge vent?
Yeah, so those vents that you're talking about are at the end of the gable walls. You would want to close those off. You won't need them. This way you can make sure if you've got the continuous soffit vent and the ridge vent, it'll do a great job. If you sort of have too many vents up there, you kind of get like a weird disturbance of the air, and that can impact the flow. Does that make sense?
All right. Hopefully that's what I need, and I'm about to call a contractor tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. Good luck with that. You can always reach back out. We're always happy to help. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit. We are so happy you could join us. Still to come, do you want to add real value to your home without taking on a massive, expensive renovation? We will reveal the top 5 home improvement projects that give you the best return on your investment just in time for fall. From smart curb appeal upgrades to simple kitchen updates, these are the projects that boost your equity, wow those buyers, and set your home up for long-term value. Whether you're planning to sell or you just want your space to shine, we have got the ideas that you need next. Now Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. That fall chill is already arriving for us in the Northeast, so as temperatures begin to drop, it's time to think about your plumbing, because frozen pipes are a winter nightmare that you can prevent. You want to start by disconnecting and draining those outdoor hoses. If you do leave a hose connected, trapped water can freeze, expand, and then burst that pipe inside the wall. Next, you kind of want to locate and shut off any exterior spigots using their interior shutoff valves. If your home has them, once you shut them off, open that outside faucet to drain any remaining water and let the air in. That will prevent freezing pressure. And if your home has exposed pipes in unheated areas like a basement, a garage, or a crawl space, you can wrap those with pipe insulation. It's inexpensive, it's easy to install, and it can save you thousands in potential repair costs. Well, if you're thinking about ways to increase your home's value, whether you're planning to sell or you just want to build equity, fall is a great time to get started. It's cooler out, contractor schedules are a bit more flexible, and you can often snag off-season discounts on materials and labor. So what are the smartest projects that deliver real bang for your buck? Let's run through the top 5 home improvements that offer impressive returns on your investment. First up, replacing your garage door. I mean, it might not be glamorous, but replacing that garage door is consistently one of the highest ROI projects year after year, with returns of up to 194%. That means it actually increases your home's value by nearly double the cost of the project. You can choose a modern style that complements your home's architecture, bonus points if it's insulated, and even more if it has smart tech built into it. Next is the front door. Your front door is the first thing that people see, and upgrading that makes a big impact. Steel or fiberglass doors are going to offer style and security with an average ROI around 187 to 188%. You can add a pop of color, new hardware, a welcome mat, and you have just given your home major curb appeal for a modest investment. Also on the outside, let's talk about stone veneer siding. Installing manufactured stone veneer on the front of your home or just around the entryway or a column is a stylish update that makes your home look custom and it makes your home look high end. Even small sections of stonework can pay off big. These deliver around 153% return on investment. I mean, that's huge.
No doubt.
Now let's talk about refreshing your kitchen. You don't have to do a full gut renovation to get great returns. A minor kitchen remodel, like resurfacing your cabinets, updating the countertops, swapping in new lighting or just new fixtures, can deliver a 96% return on investment or more. And it's one of the first places that buyers and your guests will notice, and even a small upgrade can
smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it takes the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I've got a blank wall, if you will, and I want to open it up and install a window and just kind of want to know what I need to do about the structure part of it and that maybe how I need to go about finishing the sheetrock around it.
All right, well, those are great questions. So you've got a blank canvas to start. Is it on the front or the rear of the house?
Rear.
Okay, so the rear wall, that's generally a load-bearing wall. So what you need to do when you're opening up a load-bearing wall is it's a little more challenging because something goes wrong and then the support for the entire structure of the house is kaput. So if you're a pro doing this every day, you're very careful about how you cut into that drywall. But there's a way to cut it so it basically gets cut once and you don't have to widen everything out. So what you would want to do is sort of decide where this window is going. Know that you want to keep one full stud on either side of where that window is going to be because you have to have those studs by the windows in doubles. And then when you decide where this window is, you want to carefully cut out the drywall so that you see all of the studs behind it. So it's sort of like just an x-ray into the spot where the window is going to be and you see all that stud work and say, all right, this is how wide my window is. Generally, you're not going to go with a stock window here. Maybe you're having something made from scratch because of the situation with where the stud work is. And what you want to do is make sure you're doubling up the studs on the exterior of both of the window and then doubling up the sort of creating a header above the window itself. Generally, you're only going to have to take out one stud in the middle if you're looking at like a 30 to a 36 inch wide window. If you're going to have to go bigger, then maybe you need to build an additional stud or an additional header plate. It gets a little tricky, but it's not terribly complicated because you're not taking out that entire wall. You're just sort of taking out a little section of the middle or wherever this window is going, and you can build support around that. So definitely slice out the drywall, look at what the stud situation is behind there. It's quite a few steps, but it's not something tremendously difficult. That said, if you're not entirely comfortable with this process, you would want to hire a pro who's disassembled and reassembled this type of wall. But you need a header across the top of where the window is going to be and double studs on either side of where this window will be. And that really is how you want to do it.
Right. That's what I was wondering about, the, you know, the load on that wall.
Yeah. I mean, that is the way you do it. You build it in such a way that it's supporting itself while you're disassembling it. And then once the window is in and that framing is done, you can pull out that temporary wall. Like, it's just, it's a simple way to kind of give that extra support is by adding in all of these studs, adding in these extra headers, adding in a plate there. It's a bit tricky, but it does support it. It's kind of like just a fake support while you're building this window, and that should definitely do the trick. But if you're not comfortable, bring in a pro who can definitely disassemble and reassemble in a way that doesn't cause any issues.
Right. Well, thanks for the information.
Yeah, you're welcome, Thurman. Enjoy the view. All right. Thanks so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Last week on the show, we helped you plan the perfect backyard fire pit. So this week, we're helping you build it. Coming up, we'll walk you through the super simple step-by-step for creating a modern square fire pit using Ladera wall block from Pavestone. With no cutting, no special caps, and just a few basic tools, it's a weekend project you can totally do yourself. And we'll tell you how to make it rock solid, heat safe, and ready for fall nights by the fire. Plus, we'll let you know where to watch the full build video online, so stick around.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Cracker Barrel rebranding to executive orders that target the burning of the U.S. flag, we're going to delve deep on all the questions that nobody else even wants to ask. Tune in for the answers at Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, fall is prime time to show your roof a little love. You want to start by checking your gutters. Leaves and debris can clog them up pretty fast, and that can lead to water backups, roof rot, and even foundation issues. Clean them out and make sure those downspouts are draining 4 to 6 feet away from the foundation. And while you're at it, do a visual scan of those shingles. If you're seeing bald spots, you're noticing gritty granules collecting in the gutters, your roof is trying to tell you something. It's aging fast. Those granules protect your shingles from UV damage and weather wear, and when they start shedding, leaks aren't far behind. You can use binoculars or a smartphone zoom to check for cracked, curled, or missing shingles. And if anything seems questionable, don't climb up yourself. Call in a pro for an inspection. All right, Jim, let's see who we have on the phone next.
Well, being a 13-year-old boy at heart, Leslie, you know what a roof tells me? Time to buy a drone.
Oh. Drones are for all people of all ages.
Oh, my God. They're cool.
They are cool. Well, last week we talked about planning the perfect backyard fire pit, from choosing a spot to thinking through how you'll use it, whether for ambiance, warmth, or a little late-night marshmallow roasting. This week, it's time to roll up your sleeves because we're diving into the step-by-step of how to build a square fire pit using Ladera wall block from Pavestone. Now, this project is totally DIY-friendly, and it delivers pro-level results. It's perfect for a weekend upgrade that completely transforms your outdoor space and maybe even your social life. So step one, you got to get the right materials. You're going to need Ladera wall block. It's available in several colors like Greystone, Revere, Eddington Blend, and more. A fire pit insert because that's going to protect the blocks from the high heat. Pavestone block and paver adhesive or Quikrete construction adhesive. Lava rock to fill the base and a few simple tools like a shovel, level, and tape measure. The next step is that you want to prep the site. So choose that flat area away from structures, trees, anything flammable, and measure and mark out a 40-inch by 40-inch square. That's going to be the size of your finished fire pit. You want to remove grass and debris and make sure that ground is perfectly level. Now, you want to lay the first course of those Ladera blocks. So set your first layer of Ladera wall blocks directly on the ground in your square layout. Ladera blocks come in one nominal size, but they do feature seven unique face patterns and false joints, which helps to disguise that repetition, and it creates a custom look with zero cutting needed. Now, you want to use a level to check each block as you go. A flat foundation means everything else is going to stack up true. Now, as you stack and adhere, once that first course is down, apply a bead of pavestone block and paver adhesive or the Quikrete construction adhesive to the top of each block and begin stacking the second layer. You want to repeat for the third and for the final course. And most square fire pits are built with three layers, which brings your wall height to about 15 inches. And what's great here is you don't need capstone or corner blocks. You just stack, adhere, and level. It's fast, it's simple, it's rock solid. And lastly, you're going to insert that fire pit ring and fill the base. So place that fire pit insert inside that block circle. This creates that heat barrier and extends the life of the fire pit itself. And then fill that base with lava rock or gravel to complete the look and help with drainage. One final thought here is that with these projects where you get a lot of reward for very little effort, it's awesome because it's durable thanks to the precast modern concrete construction. It's stylish and it's totally doable in a single afternoon. And if you want to see it done step by step, Pavestone has a project video and instructions right there for you at pavestone.com. You can even submit your project photos for a chance to be featured. Great project. You're going to get a ton of use out of it. I mean, can we say s'mores, everybody? All right. You are tuned to the Money Pit. This fall, window treatments are getting a major upgrade, and so is your color strategy. From warm earth tones and layered textiles to smart blinds and sleek shears, we have got your guide to making your home feel rich, cozy, and totally now. Coming up, trend insights you can start using this weekend. That's up next. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag.
It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quickrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quickrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, DeichCoatings.com.
Welcome back to The Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to tackle any home project with confidence? Well, whether you are planning a decor project, remodeling your kitchen or bath, or fixing that leak or a squeak, we are here to help you every step of the way on The Money Pit. Check out our podcast, guys. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, as the leaves shift and the light changes, it is the perfect time to give your home a subtle refresh. And this year, it's all about color and texture, warm, lush, and deeply expressive. So let's dive into what's trending for 2026 interiors and for your window treatments. Now, warm, earthy color palettes, this is what designers are really leaning into, deep, grounded tones like terracotta, ochre, olive, clay, colors that feel natural, that feel comforting and timeless. Sherwin-Williams is also spotlighting these fall-forward palettes, including their sun-baked hues. It's rich terracotta, it's saffron yellow, and modern reds, which are perfect for adding depth and warmth to your living room or even your home office. Now, soft textural neutrals and mood anchors. If you're craving a softer calm, think about frosted tints. So like a pastel lavender, a soft green, kind of airy tones. Their serene vibe is ideal for bathrooms or peaceful corners. In contrast, though, restorative darks like deep plums and rich browns are all the rage for creating cozy cocoon-like spaces that feel intimate and indulgent. Now, this year, Dutch Boy's 2026 color of the year is a versatile neutral called Melodious Ivory. It is a creamy, warm neutral. It's versatile across styles from rustic to minimalistic, and it pairs beautifully with bold accents and soft palettes. You can surround it with palettes like Heartland, like earthy reds or greens, or what they're calling serendipity over at Dutch Boy, cheerful tones for a cohesive look. You do want to avoid what's outdated, and designers are warning that cool whites, grays, neon brights are kind of just falling flat. Those bright clinical neutrals feel dated, and 2026 is about warmth, depth, and emotion-driven color choices. Now, let's talk about our windows. They run the gamut as well, and we don't really talk about them from a trend standpoint. So this year, minimalistic and...
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
It's 14 years old. The gaps between the bluestone slabs are between a quarter and 1 inch wide. So looking for some guidance with removing the grout without damaging the slabs, a recommended grout replacement, And how to apply the grout? Do I need to mask the slabs, use a piping bag, a grout float? How would I remove excess grout from the bluestone, etc.? Also, the mason who installed the stoop said to use muriatic acid to clean the slabs. Wondering if you recommend this method, or is there a safer alternative?
Oh, all right, Steve. It sounds like you've got quite a project going on over there. So, about your first question, how do you remove the existing grout that's between the pieces of flagstone? Well, you kind of have to chisel that out with a cold chisel. And you're going to want to try to get out as much of it as you can, and then you want to try to keep it square to the slate. So, kind of like as you're, you know, tapping out that grout there, don't taper it. You want to try to go as clean to the sides of the slate as you can. Otherwise, when you go to put in the new grout, it's not going to really stick as well. So you want to try to pull it all out at once if you can. And once you get most of it out, you can use like a shop vac to kind of get rid of all of those loose pieces, because anything that's loose in there is going to weaken that mortar that you put in next. Now, in terms of the mortar, the type we would recommend is the type known as M, as in the money pit, but really type M. And that's because that's simply one of the strongest mortars out there. I want to say it's rated something like 2,500 pounds per square inch.
Go ahead and say it then.
2,500 PSI.
Thank you for humoring me.
And that's, you know, pounds per square inch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the mortar you want to use. Now, for applying it, you can apply it with a piping bag. You know, like the same thing you would use for decorating cupcakes, except don't decorate cupcakes with it after. But this one's really made for mortar, so it's kind of stronger as a bag. You put the tip in there, you can kind of mix a tube shape, and then that's what you would want to do. But the piping bag has a big old hole at the end, and you kind of squeeze that mortar out and press it into the groove. And then you're going to kind of trowel it to just press it further down into that gap. You might have to wait a little while for it to settle and start to dry. I mean, it kind of helps to push it in with the back end of the trowel just to kind of get it in there more. And after it settles down, you just want to kind of dry brush it. So you take a stiff paintbrush and brush over that surface just to give it a little bit of texture. And lastly, when you mentioned muriatic acid, I mean, it's good for cleaning the slate if you happen to get excess amounts of mortar on it, but it's not something that you use for, like, maintenance. It's not like, oh, there's a weird stain on the slate. Let me get the acid. Quick, honey, get the acid. We gotta clean the stoop again. No, it's kind of, like, corrosive. It's very caustic. You have to, like, really protect yourself when you use it. So, if for some reason you're like, wah, and you spill that mortar everywhere, and it's hardened and I can't clean it, then yes. Otherwise, I don't think you really need it. But that's about it. This is a project for you. You're not going to get this done in a day, maybe the weekend, maybe two. So take your time, do it right, and it's going to look great. I have a blue slate front stoop myself, and I love it.
Blue slate stoop. Blue slate stoop.
Has everyone met Elvis Kenzie over here? Thank you. Thank you very much.
I know you're going to go into who's up next, Elvis. I can sense it. Maybe I should do this next tease in my best Elvis, which wasn't a very good Elvis. But here we go. Well, you've heard all the rules. Keep it neutral in small rooms. Bedrooms should be serious. Art only belongs at eye level. But what if breaking those rules really made your home way more stylish and fun? Coming up, we're tossing old design advice out the window and sharing four decorating don'ts that you definitely should. Stick with us here on the Money Pit for Leslie's Last Word, up next.
Are more people learning how to game the system?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reveal 1.1 million Americans have become disabled in the last 3 months. Over 200,000 alone in July. Is America really as disabled as the data shows?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am an American veteran.
I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
This Independence Day, we honor and thank those who've served in our military. Many have made sacrifices to protect our country, including their health. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. So, Jim, I always feel like fall, you know, I love the season. I really do. But with everything with back to school, I mean, I was sitting doing the kids' calendar. I felt like there's so many things coming up that we have to be ready for. We have to follow the rules. We have to remember to be places on time. When is there a parent-teacher conference? Whoa, senior skit night. Oh, I got to create one and have a dress rehearsal in 3 days. Jeez, there's a lot going on. So why does everything have to be so stuffy in the house? Why can't it be a little bit more fun? Why can't we be a little unconventional and just make our home this kind of haven that we love, whether it's crazy and fun with your decor or very strict and uptight? Who says you got to follow the rules, right?
Well, Leslie, you usually follow the rules, right?
Yeah, sort of.
Today, you're going to go out on a limb here. We're going to toss out some of that old design advice, toss it right out the window, and share four decorating don'ts that you definitely should. Do that Leslie's last word thing that you do so well.
Yeah, that's right. You know, if you've ever been told, guys, that there are rules to decorating your home, I've got some news for you. It's time to break a few. Now, some of those old school guidelines we grew up with are just that. They're old, and today's homes, they're all about personality, comfort, and a dash of fun. So let's throw out some of those outdated design rules and make room for some fearless and flexible approaches to your home style. A rule to break here, only use neutrals in small spaces. Now, once upon a time, everybody was told to stick with soft neutrals in small rooms, white, beige, light gray. Suddenly, those bold colors will make that space feel even smaller. But here's the deal. Your room isn't getting any bigger no matter what color it is, so why not make it stunning? Deep jewel tones, moody navy, even a vibrant wallpaper can make a small space feel intentional, cozy, and unforgettable. And sometimes in a small space, add that color or paper to the ceiling. Huge transformation. A rule you should be breaking, master bedrooms should be serious. No more playing it safe here with your personal space. Your bedroom should make you smile every single day. So if it's whimsical artwork, a bold throw blanket, funky lamps, whatever makes it feel fun and personal, grown-up doesn't have to mean boring. It's your room. Have fun. Next rule to break. Art only belongs at eye level. Well, we've all heard this one. Hang your artwork so the center is right at your eye. But guess what? You don't have to hang art at all. You can lean large pieces against the wall. You can layer them on top of dressers or shelves for a collected artsy feel. And when you do hang up a piece of art, play with the height, play with the symmetry or asymmetry. It gives your home more personality and it breaks up that visual monotony. And lastly, this rule here, chairs should all match. Mismatched is the new modern. So whether you mix and match styles, colors, or just swap out a couple for a fun statement, your dining room becomes more inviting and a lot more you. Bonus points for letting each family pick their own favorite chair. It's a lot of fun. Bottom line, the house is yours. You live in it, not a magazine stylist, unless you live in my house. So if a design rule feels stuffy, restrictive, or just doesn't spark joy, feel free to ditch it. Decorating should be creative, playful, and a little bit rebellious. Well, we covered a lot of home improvement ground this hour, guys, from building that perfect fire pit and being on trend with your color choices for 2026. Next week, we're sharing simple steps to inspect, clean, and seal all those wood surfaces before the cold sets in. A little care now means a longer life for your deck, your stairs, and your trim, and fewer headaches down the road, which I love. We are here for you 24/7, guys. And remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next time.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the sound of captivity.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. Welcome to the latest minutes of the show. We had a busy hour. We just had a whole hour with President of the United States on Fox and Friends, so I'm going to bring you some of that. We're going to have Senate Majority Leader John Thune in studio in a matter of moments. We'll bring you that. Also, Congresswoman Ashley Hinson will be here of Iowa. She'll be in studio too. And we got a lot going on. We found the assassin of Charlie Kirk. The President of the United States confirmed that on our couch 1 hour ago. They got the guy. They're going to be a press conference at 9:30. He was found, we believe, 3.5 hours away of where the shooting took place. It looks like his family, along with I guess you would not say pastor, a reverend that also has a law enforcement background, was able to announce it. I don't know if we have the exact cut. Do we have the cut where the president actually says, yeah, it's him? Let's play that.
With a high degree of certainty, we have him.
Right
in
now.
Custody. Okay? In custody. Everyone did a great job. We worked with the local police, the governor, everybody did a great job. You know, getting somebody that you start off with absolutely nothing. And we started off with a clip that made him look like an ant that was almost useless. We just saw there was somebody up there. And so much work has been done over the last 2.5 days.
So the President of the United States 1 hour ago confirming, you don't need another source, that they got the guy. The FBI picked up the guy last night. I mean, we saw the video, the TMZ video. We saw what was released to us. We understand the investigators, the local police, even had better stuff. So we knew when Kash Patel came to town, Dan Bongino was here, they were getting close, and they got him. Senator John Thune, great to see you, sir.
Great to be with you. Thanks, Brian.
So you know the president confirmed it. You probably knew it. So what could you tell us about this guy and the relief you must feel that we got him?
Well, I think everybody's relieved, Brian, and I think like most people, we were hearing this morning directly from the president, and obviously very good news in the sense that there's a lot of anxiety, I think, out there right now about this, and having him still at large. So the fact that he's been apprehended and is being held now in custody, I think will come as a great relief to all Americans, and obviously a set of circumstances that we don't want to see in the future. And I'm hoping that there'll be some lessons learned from this, but time will tell.
It does seem to be somebody who disagreed with him politically, to be kind.
Yeah.
So instead of someone saying, "Oh, I'm a crazy guy that wants to kill people and be famous," maybe the John Lennon assassin, this person hated what he stood for. I think that makes it more concerning.
Right. Well, it does, because it gets at the heart of what this country is all about, and that is open access and an opportunity to have public debates, to air our differences in a way that is hopefully in most circumstances obviously respectful. But this is an example of where a disagreement spilled over into just violence and lethal violence. And so there's no justification, no defense, no excuse. This is the kind of thing that just has to be dealt with. He needs to be prosecuted to the full letter of the law.
So what are you telling lawmakers who are concerned about even having events this weekend? You know, AOC said, "I'm canceling my event in North Carolina." What do you say to people? I mean, you might feel the same way.
Well, I mean, I have had a number of our colleagues in the Senate who have expressed concerns and suggested that they're and so we're trying to work with individual senators to come up with plans that provide a level of security for them when they're back home in their states. And we had a number of them this week that expressed concerns about their safety, the safety of their families, and particularly at public events. So, and it's unfortunate, Brian, because this is the thing to me about America and our political system is that the access that people have to public officials. And so if you have to start in some way, restraining members from being out there or, sort of fear of public safety, that's a really unfortunate circumstance.
What impact did he make, Charlie Kirk, on your job, your reelection, you being the majority right now, the president being back in the White House?
Well, I think he had a powerful impact, as we all know, politically, in the sense that he got younger people motivated to vote. And
did
there
you
was
think
a,
that was possible as a Republican?
No, I mean, we've always, as you know, it's been, we've been in the wilderness for a long time with the younger generations, but he had a way of connecting with people that made them feel part of something that's bigger than themselves. And I think most people want to be part of something that gives them a sense, a cause that's bigger than themselves. And I think that was the real gift that he had was not only his the strength of his convictions, which were clear, but also his passion for sharing those. And there was a spirituality about him, I think, too, that people find attractive today. That was infectious. And I think a lot of young people in particular are looking for something to believe in, something in which they can find hope. And I think he represented that to a lot of people. And they were able to identify with him and the things that he, the convictions that he held.
So let's talk about what you have to do front and center. Next week will be the funeral. We're going to find out details about the assassin within 25 minutes. But you have to try to keep the government open. And you also have to try to get over 100 nominees through who are without controversy, just being held up for political purposes.
What are you doing on both?
Yeah, I mean, Chuck Schumer and the Senate Democrats have engaged in petty partisanship on a level that has been unseen in American history. We've gone back in the annals of history, can't find a president who has had the opposition party completely shut down his ability to get his people in place. He was a duly elected president. He won an election in this country. The people of this country expect him to have his team to be able to implement his agenda. The Democrats
and
the Senate have
got the first round through quick.
We did. We worked very, very quickly, but we just stayed in and just grounded out. Well, you get past that upper level and you start getting to the sub cabinet level people who historically have been just kind of waved through by unanimous consent or voice vote, in many cases, because they're not controversial. I think most Americans, and I certainly hold this view, that the president deserves to have his team in place. The Democrats have blocked that at every turn, so we took a unique step yesterday to bust that loose. And so in the next week or two, we will be processing big blocks of the president's nominees.
So for now on, the way you do nominees have changed.
It has. It's changed.
Just simply your votes?
Well, it's, yeah. I mean, we're going to be able to, we will be able to now move them in blocks, which is something, honestly, believe it or not, the Democrats had suggested back when Biden was president. And so we gave them a chance yesterday to vote on that. They blocked the vote. And so we went forward with a rules change. We will fully complete early next week, and then we'll vote on the first 50 or knees that are held up.
So that'll be great. Mike Waltz, one of them?
Mike Waltz is in one of those blocks, either the first one or the second one.
Because you're going to have the 80th year of the UN. Would not be great not to have a UN ambassador.
Yeah, and no, totally.
Especially him.
And we understand that, yeah. And it's important that we get him in that position. Yeah,
all right.
I agree.
So if you don't mind, just hold the headset up to your ear.
Yes.
Senator Lindsey Graham is calling on you and Chuck Schumer to do this. Cut 20.
So this legislation, if passed, would designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism under U.S. law until they return the children. If you want to vote no, we will make you famous. You need to vote. Thune and Schumer need to bring this bill up soon so we can tell Europe and the rest of the world, follow our lead.
So unless you return the 20,000 kids you stole, you're going to be on a state terror list. Will you bring that up?
Well, we will. And Lindsey's got another bill, that the Russia sanctions bill, which has broad bipartisan support in the Senate. And also, I think, hopefully at some point, we'll get a vote. Both of those are steps that I think identify Russia for what they are. And for Putin for what he is, and clearly make a statement to the rest of the world that hopefully the rest of the world will follow. At least certainly the West and freedom loving countries in the world, I think, can rally around the cause of these children and Russia's role, and then also I think even more broadly than that, the sanctions issue, which would impose economic penalties on countries that do business with them.
You want to make sure the president would sign this.
Yeah,
because you don't want to put him in a bad place if he's not ready.
And so we have been working with the White House on that legislation. And we want to make sure that when we move it, it's something that they are comfortable with, and that they think enhances their ability to get a deal with Russia, and gives them the tools that they need. And so when the administration's ready to move, we will move.
I just want you to hear what the foreign minister and prime minister of Poland said about nine or a bunch of drones going for his country from Belarus, came from Belarus and from Russia. This is what he told Brett last night, Cut 23.
We were supposed to have sanctions, and instead we got Alaska. And since then, as you say, attacks have intensified. So I hope President Trump does what he has said he might do. To help Ukraine win, you have to give them long-range missiles to continue a successful campaign against Russian refineries.
How do you feel about that? I personally think it would be a great move to let Russia pay the price, since they're actually aiming for residential areas. They're not taking on soldiers.
Right. I agree. I mean, I think that anything we can do that enhances Ukraine's ability to meet force with force on the battlefield and bring Russia to the table we ought to be doing. And this incursion into, you know, Polish airspace is a whole new level, which I think strikes at the very heart of sort of what this conversation is about, and that is the fact that Putin is going to continue to test us. And I think we've got to meet force with force. And one of the ways to do that, obviously, is to give the munitions and the arms and the weaponry that the Ukrainians need.
Finland's got their cage rattled. They're trying to, mm-hmm. And Finland's a formidable force, so they know they know what they're against. No one has to explain their neighborhood. Poland's literally building a wall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At this hour.
Yeah.
So, and then we know how the Ukrainians can fight. The good news is, Senator, in my humble opinion, Europe no longer has to be convinced by the Americans that they got to defend themselves. The good news is they want to buy the weapons from us. The bad news is we have not expanded our industrial base.
Right.
Have you seen an effective proposal to expand our industrial base, be able to satisfy customers like Taiwan and Vietnam and Japan and, of course, Europe? We want it. They'll pay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I think there are a lot of great companies out there, Brian, that have innovative solutions that deal with kind of the evolutions that are occurring in modern warfare. And so the use of drones is becoming increasingly, and so we've got a lot of really good innovation in America, companies that are on the cutting edge of this that we need to start doing business with, and our military industrial base needs to change and modernize and evolve.
Have you had the conversation with Roger Wicker and others?
Yeah,
they
have.
Got plans.
Yep, they totally. And but you know, the One Big Beautiful Bill had I would say generational investment in national security, having to do with ships, having to do with air assets, having to do with just replacing,
sure.
and building up munitions and that sort of thing. So that the One Big Beautiful Bill, I think, was an important step forward, but obviously it's not enough. We've got to continue to be ready to meet the threats of modern warfare that are being employed by a lot of our adversaries. But the one thing you mentioned was really important, and I was in Finland a couple of weeks ago and met with the Finnish leaders there. These people get it now, and I think they are more than ever want to work as partners with the U.S. And I think they're ready to buy our equipment. We just got to be able to start producing it at scale.
And I guess when you see a program, I know we have money. You just want to see a program that they plan on learning how to build ships again, even if we have to contract them out, the icebreakers, even if we have to go buy them from other countries, right?
Finland, Norway are very interested in icebreakers, and we are going to have to buy some of them from other countries because we don't have we don't have the capacity to do it in the U.S.
You made it clear you don't love the tariff idea, and mm-hmm. because you have a very ag-driven state, and you feel as though they're being affected negatively. Soybeans especially, correct?
Yeah.
So your reaction to where we're at now, because you know the president cares about the farmers first almost. So are we in that deal-making mode now that people have to suck it up? Or is it this China? Is this a U.S.-China problem because they buy most of your soybeans?
Yeah, they do, largely U.S.-China, although if we can find other markets, we just need markets. We've got a really big crop coming in here this fall and no place to go with it. China's not buying, and 60% of our soybeans in South Dakota go to the export market. So it's a function of increasing demand, opening markets. I've impressed upon the White House the importance when they cut these deals of making sure that agriculture is front and center, because our farmers are the president's base. I mean, they believe in him. They're cutting him a lot of slack to make this work. But at the end of the day, and I've suggested too, because, you know, you heard him talk about on your show just now, the amount of revenue that's coming in off the tariffs. If that's true, they're probably going to need to set some of that aside to support farmers and ranchers.
He's done it before, but they don't want money.
They want to sell. And I'm with them. We need open markets more than anything else. But they're also going to need a bridge to the time when those deals start to come together, especially with China.
We only have 90 seconds left, and you have to go do a TV hit. But do you think the China summit that's coming up, I mean, we're in the middle of high-level, very adult-like talks with China. Is this in those talks? I mean, of them buying it, they need it.
Yeah.
So that they get it from Brazil?
Yeah, they can. I mean, that's the challenge. They find other places to buy. But the U.S. is still, you know, if you look at, and they're willing to pay more. They're paying more right now to buy Brazilian soybeans than they are the U.S. only because of the, you know, this trade sort of standoff we're at with them. But I hope the president can break through it. He has shown a remarkable ability not only to get people to the table, but to create reciprocity with countries that have been taking advantage of us. China is certainly an example of that, but they need to have ag front and center.
You liking the job?
You know, it's a as you know, Brian, there are good days and bad days. But you feel like if you're getting things done, and we are, then that's where you get your satisfaction from.
Yeah, I think that nothing but great things everybody hears about Senator John Thune. Some people of both sides like to work with Senator. Best of luck keeping the government open.
Yeah,
on all those polls in the
too.
Air.
Yeah,
Senator John Thune, thanks so much.
Brian, good to be with you as always. Thanks.
Right.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who've made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C5 for additional facts.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Michigan police officer's kindness that left a woman deeply moved makes today's Dean's List. Officer Jonathan Cox noticed Dory Oliver having trouble pushing her lawnmower and her walker at the same time. Dory told Jonathan she didn't have anyone to help cut the grass, and because of her mobility issues, it has become very difficult to perform everyday chores inside and outside her home. Officer Cox said he wanted to help, so after his shift, Jonathan returned to Dory's house as promised and not only mowed her lawn, but helped clear debris and cleaned her gutters. Officer Cox then spent 2 days helping Dory out. Dory was so touched by Jonathan's selfless act, she called the police chief to praise Officer Cox and said he did it out of the kindness of his heart. Jonathan says he feels blessed to be able to help those in his community personally and professionally. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1987. Jim and Tammy Baker.
We can't say we've learned a good lesson. We've learned a... Yeah. I hate that it took this many years to learn it. I'm getting a little old for starting over again.
I refuse to submit my family and my friends and innocent people and myself to further rumors and gossip. I believe I would have been a successful candidate, and I know I could have been a very good president, but apparently now we'll never know.
I realize there's a lot of folks around that think there's a loose cannon on the Gundeck estate at the NSC. People used to walk up to me and tell me what a great job I was doing.
In Robert Bork's America, there is no room at the inn for blacks and no place in the Constitution for women, and in our America, there should be no seat on the Supreme Court for Robert Bork.
He's crying and humming and sometimes singing. She goes to sleep at periods of time.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
health call for health. A recent study suggests eating ultra-processed foods could hasten just about any type of death. The British study on patients ages 40 to 75 tracked diets of 187,000 people and finds that eating ultra-processed foods, especially if they contain certain additives, can speed up mortality occurring from any disease. The study published in the journal eClinical Medicine says five additive types were of particular concern: flavors, flavor enhancers, coloring agents, varieties of sugar, and sweeteners. Diets that contained 18% or more of processed foods showed increasing mortality risks. A diet that was 50% or more processed foods showed a 19% higher mortality risk. The American Heart Association recommends limiting ultra-processed foods and focusing on diets rich in vegetables, fruits, whole grains, beans, nuts, seeds, non-tropical oils, and lean proteins. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back. I went a little long with the majority leader, but man, does he have a lot on his plate. We always appreciate when he comes in, gives us the latest information, fresh off sitting down with the President of the United States about an hour ago, and he announced that they got the guy. They got the guy 3.5 hours from his house over in Utah. I don't have many details. There's a press conference about to be filled in, I guess. It's supposed to start within minutes. But essentially, it looks like somebody, I'm watching this stuff online and you're watching this stuff online. I would not be surprised if this guy was one of the people that sparred with Charlie Kirk at one of his events. And remember, on the casings was some trans sayings. And it was on that trans question when he took a shot. And people who know how to use a gun say it's not a hard shot, but under those circumstances, perhaps it is. But we have pictures of him everywhere. We have this guy touching the banister. We have him going up with a clean black shirt and coming down that staircase full of the dust from the roof. We got his footprints, a Converse shoes. We see him walking through the neighborhood. Only thing, you can't see his face. He's got a hat and glasses. But my goodness, if you know this guy, you didn't need the hat and glasses off. And thankfully, a pastor and some friends turned him in. I hope he gets the death penalty. Brian Kilmeade Show.
The world,
Trey Yingst joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel,
to Washington.
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If the story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Connie Nielsen, who returns for the action comedy sequel Nobody 2 alongside Bob Odenkirk.
They always let me know from the beginning that they were going to, you know, build this universe. I love what the script was like, and I love what Timo, our director, did with it. And Bob is just a natural, talented writer, and he really writes from his heart and from what he knows.
That's so interesting that you knew going in they were going to expand
the universe. So is that a big part of the decision making too, or you're like, okay, this is a big commitment, another one?
No, so, I was looking forward to it because, you know, there's just the way he writes this family touches me. It's the way he reveals like the ins and outs of this relationship with his wife. And there's such dignity in the way they both are like admit to failure and support each other in being the person that they need to be in order to make this family happy.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think they should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Amazing acts of kindness at a restaurant in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada makes today's Dean's List. Stack Burger is a local favorite restaurant, and we're preparing for a huge order, including 20 Stack Burgers, 5 chicken sandwiches, 15 orders of fries, and 20 milkshakes that were all ready for a 1:30 p.m. pickup. Unfortunately, no one came for the food, and the phone number was out of service when the staff tried to follow up with the customer. They posted their disappointment on social media, but said they would be donating the order to a woman's shelter. And because one act of kindness sometimes prompts others, a person came into their restaurant and asked if they could pay for the over $400 bill that went to the shelter and remain anonymous. Stack Burger employees were so grateful, and supporters praised everyone for turning a not-so-great situation into something very special. Stack Burger, you made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
More than anything, we are going to catch this person. Last thing I will just say is we've been working with our attorneys, getting everything that we need, affidavits ready, so that we can pursue the death penalty in this case. And that will happen here in the state of Utah.
All right. I'll give a lot of information. So nice to Senator John Thune to be waiting in studio for, or me coming up here and having him waiting in studio right after talking to President Trump. That was Governor Spencer Cox, who's been he is a fantastic communicator. I didn't know much about him, but since the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and on top of that, we do have the killer in custody, the alleged killer in custody. We know his father turned him in, and a member of the clergy who also happens to work in law enforcement recognized him. So he's turned in, he is alive, and it looks as though, if you look at the evidence as of today, if the trial was tomorrow, it's overwhelming. His name is Tyler Robinson. So Tyler Robinson, we don't know anything about him. We do know that there was some trans material on one of the casings. And when you take one shot, and that's the casing that you use, use an older gun, and he pulls it off. We're finding out more about him. Maybe we could take a look and see what we know about him, Allison. I just put that name through as we wait for the press conference to come through. So I hope this press conference is definitive, and it does seem to be it. It's very similar to the Boston bomber, very similar to the hunt for Luigi, who we ended up finding in Pennsylvania after he went uptown. We tracked him on all these video cameras, on these Ring doorbells, all the way up to uptown New York City. Ends up in Pennsylvania, get him at a McDonald's. It looks like they did such a good job getting the pictures out. And then last night, I don't know if they expected to announce an apprehension, but they didn't. And then we got word that a government plane was being flown in to Utah. And a lot of our experts said they wouldn't do that if they weren't flying a high-value target out of Utah. So the hunt could be over. Then we go find out why somebody would do this. Is this, and it looks to be, just pure politics? Is this just, hey, don't like this guy politically. He gets me angry. So I think I'll kill him. You know, this was Bernard Zipor. He's a ATF special agent, does investigations. He thought this whole capture was imminent. Listen to this, cut eight.
I think he'll be captured soon. And there's only three outcomes here. One, he commits suicide. Two, he's killed in an engagement with law enforcement, or he's captured alive. All of which, those possibilities could happen very quickly. There's only one really modern fugitive that has escaped justice, and that was Eric Rudolph, the Olympic Park bomber. But he had the entire mountains of the Southeast that he was incredibly familiar with. He had support. It took years for him to finally just sort of walk out of the woods and reveal himself. But this is not the case. This is a young person, and he's not going to have the support network or the knowledge or maybe even the veracity to avoid capture for very long.
It looks like he has not avoided capture. He's been turned in. So I want you to hear President Trump talk about how he found out that Charlie was dead.
Listen. And we lost an unbelievable warrior. And I think they're going to, I have a feeling that Erica, you know, I spoke to her long yesterday. She's devastated. And I said, in between the devastation, she made statements. I said, you should try and do that. Because Turning Point is a real power. And I think she may, and, you know, her group, I think they're going to
rally around her
together. And you know, things like that have happened before. You make it bigger, better, stronger. I said, only do it if you're going to make it bigger and better. Can you do it? But I didn't want to talk about that too much because she was just, she can't, you know, she's going to take, it's going to take her a while to get better from this. It's a tough.
Two little ones.
Yeah, and beautiful, beautiful kids. But I'll never forget Barron coming back saying, Dad, that guy's great. You know, normally he's not full of praise.
What do you tell him now?
He was very hurt when he saw this, but I mean, everybody were. Oh, when I heard it, I was in the midst of, you know, building a great, for 150 years, they've wanted a ballroom at the White House, right? They don't have a ballroom. They have to use tents on the lawn for President Xi when he comes over. If it rains, it's a wipeout. And so I was with the architects and with design. It's going to be incredible. And they came in, they said, Charlie Kirk is dead. I didn't know what they meant. I said, what do you mean dead? Charlie Kirk was shot. And they thought he was dead because it was so horrific, you know. And I said, dead? You got... And it was like, I just told these people, get out, just go. You got it. This is the worst thing. This was so bad for our country. But sometimes, out of really bad things, things can happen that can be good.
So that was President Trump right at the end of our interview, and we went into the next show, which we never do, but you can't cut off the president, nor do I want to in that situation. So when we come back, Congresswoman Ashley Hinson wants to replace Senator Joni Ernst in Iowa. She's going to be with us in a matter of moments, and we are waiting for the FBI press conference to confirm the capture of the alleged assassin who killed Charlie Kirk.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, GoldCo. Right now, GoldCo is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-side for additional facts.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The killing of a well-known Florida law professor, Dan Markle, has consumed state prosecutors for more than a decade. They've secured four convictions as they pieced together a murder-for-hire plot involving the family of his ex-wife, and last week, his former mother-in-law became the fifth, accused of being the mastermind. A jury found 75-year-old Donna Adelson guilty of first-degree murder and other charges. On the morning of July 18, 2014, Markle was shot twice in the head at point-blank range at his Tallahassee home after bringing his kids to preschool. Prosecutors say Adelson, her son Charlie, and his former girlfriend conspired to kill Markle because he wouldn't let her daughter move to Miami with their two young sons. Charlie is serving a life sentence. His former girlfriend also convicted along with the father of her children and a former leader of the North Miami Latin Kings gang. Donna was arrested at the airport trying to flee to Vietnam. Now she faces a life sentence. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
It's Astrobot's birthday. The character behind last year's Game of the Year is celebrating everything PlayStation. We spoke to Nicolas Doucet, the founder of Team Asobi, who made the cute robot, about the birthday.
Playful, just charming, kind of fun stuff. And if you were a PlayStation fan for many years, then you would enjoy it as well.
We also made sure to chat about haptics, something they use to bring this game to life.
So you can feel like metal, water, you know, like sand, or a little like, you know, pitty-patty of the rain.
Haptic responses are in modern controllers and your mobile devices. It's that little vibration that confirms that you hit a number on the touchscreen. Gaming uses it to bring you into their worlds.
Haptic feedback is based on sound waves. So what you feel inside your hands are sounds that you cannot hear, but the vibration of these sounds and the frequency actually gives a different kind of expression.
Listen to this week's Fox on Games podcast to hear the full interview with Doucet wherever you download podcasts. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we are back, and it's our privilege to have with us in studio Congresswoman Ashley Hinson, Republican out of Iowa. On this day, we are still waiting for the FBI to do their press conference and formally announce the arrest of Tyler Robinson for the killing of Charlie Kirk. He was turned in by his dad, who was a 27-year veteran as a sheriff in the area. So he handled the arrest. I guess he made it smooth. But everybody who knew the guy, we had enough photos and video that there's no way everyone was going to keep their mouth shut, thankfully. So Congresswoman Ashley Hinson's made a big decision. She's going to look to run for Joni Ernst's Senate seat because she will be retiring. Congresswoman, welcome on this big day.
Thank you. No, it is a big news day, and obviously I think it's a sad week for our country. We, you know, had to remember 9/11 yesterday. We saw a very active and important conservative voice be silenced on Wednesday, and now we're watching a father have to make a gut-wrenching decision and turn his son in and do the right thing. But it's a tough week for our country and a tough week for people in these positions.
Absolutely. And meanwhile, in Congress, you have to decide if you're going to keep the government open. Not you, but there's big news. And then you're trying to get nominees passed. A nuclear option is going to be used now to get them passed. So that's going to change things.
Yeah.
What is it like in Congress now?
Yeah, I think that, you know, my governing philosophy never changed depending on who was in the majority and who was in the minority, because I still, at the end of the day, need to get things done for Iowans, and that's my goal. But it has reached a point where the Democrats don't seem to want to negotiate in good faith, and their only message is they hate the president. And I think the American people clearly want us to get things done, and that's right. Why they sent us back, and that's why they sent the president back. So I think Chuck Schumer, they have no plan and no real message other than that they hate the president.
So I just want to give you this reaction, and I know you're not going to be that surprised by it, but if you want to hold that headset to your ear, I just want to play some of the reaction. Charlie Kirk, who's getting a lot of respect from, I saw CNN and ABC and NBC, for the most part, very understand how the magnitude of this, even if they right. don't agree with him. But listen to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, cut 9.
There are a lot of people who are out there talking about him just wanting to have a civil debate. These people are full of and it's important for us to call them out while we feel anger and sadness. There is nothing more up, you know, like than to completely pretend that, you know, his words and actions have not been recorded and in existence for the last decade or so.
Not only were they recorded, they were trumpeted. They've been playing nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
So no one's hiding this. So do you understand that type of hate?
I don't. And frankly, I don't understand where they're coming from, because Charlie was out there. Charlie
debating.
Was out, truly debating and saying, come and change my mind and have a good debate. And that's what I think is at the heart of why his silencing and this hateful act is going to be remembered as, actually, he's created a whole bunch more Charlie Kirks by doing this. Right. My son is 14 years old. And was so inspired by Charlie and his courage to go out and do those debates. We had a conversation with him Wednesday night. You know, my husband asked him, how many of these videos have you watched of Charlie's? He said, all of them. And so when I think about
what... You almost feel like he lost a friend.
Yeah. And I mean, my last text to Charlie last week was to tell him that my son wanted to open a Turning Point chapter at his high school in Marion, Iowa.
Wow.
And so I think that there are families just like mine with kids. You know, we're thinking about what the future means for them. These kids are thinking about what the future means for them. And that's what Charlie emboldened and embodied. And so to see this happen, this hate, I think there's a very special place in hell for someone who did this to Charlie and does this to anyone. But I think the end result of this is going to be 10,000, a million more Charlie Kirks out there.
Like, I still don't know of anything about the assassin, and I watched two specials on him, why he tried to kill the president. I really don't. He was all over the place. He hated everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't tell, but why they rushed to clean everything out, why we never talked to the parents or found out what brought him there, it's a huge mystery. Then this guy, Ryan Ruth, is obviously deranged. He's representing himself in court, ironically, right now, saying crazy-ass things mm-hmm. over in the court. So he's obviously demented. Okay. Now, this guy goes to college. We just watched the video together of him getting a $32,000 scholarship, so he's got brains.
Seems like he's on the right path.
Right. Dad, law enforcement, you know, seems like a normal guy. And he thought, I have to kill Charlie Kirk. So does that make you worry about your next event that you're in? And are you lawmakers talking to each other about that?
Yeah, and I do think we need to have conversations about security, and I support that. And I've tried to make sure that I can still be safe and doing my job. I've been out there doing those public town halls. I had to increase security at mine. I think that certainly we need to get rid of the vitriol, but it's clear that if people feel so emboldened to go shoot the president or shoot Charlie Kirk and do so because they don't agree with something, we have to have a bigger conversation around political discourse in this country.
So let's talk about what matters a lot to Iowa, farming.
Yeah.
How are the tariffs affecting farming? Because I just talked to Senator Thune, and it's really hurting South Dakota right now. We're waiting for China and this China deal to come in.
Yeah, and China is a huge part of trade and trade negotiations. I think what's important to Iowa farmers is they understand President Trump is trying to get a good deal for them. We've sat on the sidelines for 4 years under Biden, where he didn't even put a trade ambassador into place for a year and a half. We saw no new trade deals or negotiations, no new access to markets.
And he just left stuff in place, which is interesting, isn't it?
Right. And so he at least respected what President Trump had tried to do in his first term. Now it comes down to true accountability and making sure we're getting good deals. And so I am focused in Congress on the accountability side. I have legislation to make sure we're actually holding these bad actors accountable if they're using transnational shipment and evasive tactics to not pay the duties and tariffs that they owe the United States to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars every year. It's already driving...
All countries or what countries?
Well, all countries, but specifically China, right? They're, I think, the worst offender. So as the president's concurrently having these negotiations, trying to get us not just deals with China, but deals around the world, we have great opportunity to make sure our farmers, our manufacturers have access to these markets. And so in the big, beautiful bill, the Working Families Tax Cut bill, we did include some significant funding to help support that effort diplomatically, as well as with what the president's trying to do. I would like to see these deals happen sooner rather than later, and that's something I've been very clear with our folks back home. We are actively communicating with the White House. Farmers need a deal, but President Trump's not going to abandon them.
So as somebody who is on a committee to talk about competing with and against China, what were your thoughts about seeing the Chinese leader, the Russian leader, the North Korean leader, and the Indian president there together in Beijing?
Very troublesome. I think, you know, when I look at these that President Xi is trying to form, he's trying to directly compete with us and undermine us at every step of the way. So I think that's just a very public way that he's putting a bow on that. But this has been happening for decades. So this is why the work we're doing, again, to kind of stand firm and back up what the president's trying to do in negotiating a deal. We have to be firm. They've gotten away with all of these like malign practices for decades, and they've not had anybody hold them accountable.
And I guess the president is working. The Secretary of State is trying to, I guess, set the table along with Secretary of Defense for a possible President Xi-Trump meeting. Would that be important?
Absolutely. I think, number one, it sends a signal that the line of communication is open. And that's a signal that I think our ag producers and our manufacturers need to see. They need the certainty in the market. The tax changes we made, I think, provided step one. The trade deal is step two. So getting that movement will give them, I think, some needed... I don't know if you call it, you know, assurance, but it certainly moves things in the right direction to let them know they're not, you know, just waiting around for the status quo.
Right. Because we know that they wouldn't even see the Secretary of State China of, I guess, Anthony Blinken for about 2 years.
Right.
And they berated him, I think, in a meeting they had in Alaska when they first took over, which was insulting to the country. You know, we watched Poland's foreign minister, who I think is also prime minister, talked to Brett last night about the drones that were directed into their country, not Ukraine, from Belarus and from Russia. Here's what the prime minister, the Polish foreign minister, said. Cut 22.
When we put up the map, you don't think this was a mistake?
It's hard to believe that because some of them came over from Belarus and some came over from Ukraine. We've had similar breaches in the past. A cruise missile, a Russian one, landed 10 kilometers from my house in western Poland. But they came from Ukraine. This time they came from both Ukraine and Belarus.
And he asked the president to do this, cut 23.
We were supposed to have sanctions, and instead we got Alaska. And since then, as you say, attacks have intensified. So I hope President Trump does what he has said he might do. To help Ukraine win, you have to give them long-range missiles to continue a successful campaign against Russian refineries.
I hope he does. And the president indicated that sanctions, banking, but I would love for him to say, use the ATACMS how you want and the long-range missiles from the UK and Germany.
Well, and I look at this from the standpoint, I had a chance to go visit Poland, Ukraine, and Moldova in April of last year. And we were with our troops on the border with Poland and Ukraine and talking about the logistics of getting those weapons in. But they constantly were having these incursions of drones coming in to spy on what their operations were. And so this has been going on for some time. And clearly Russia has no no real interest in ending this war. They want the territory. And while I'm encouraged that President Trump got him to the table, it's very clear we have to take additional action here. So I support additional sanctions on Russia. I think that's the only first step to get them to take us seriously or in this conversation going forward. But they are escalating and not going the other direction, which we want to see that happen.
What was Moldova like?
Yeah. They're very afraid about what happens here because they have quite the Russian influence in the border with Ukraine. There's an area called Transnistria that was basically it was given to them by Russia, controlled by Russia, controls a lot of the power in the area. So you talk about what the liabilities are for them. It's a small country, only a few million people, about the size of the state of Iowa. And so they are very, very concerned about what happens if Russia is able to go into Ukraine.
You think you can win?
I know I can win. I know I can win.
But is there a primary?
Small primary, but I think most importantly, I have the president's endorsement. So the president's got my back. Leader Thune has my back. The NRSC and Tim Scott has my back. And I'm going to make sure I get out there and earn every vote in Iowa.
It's not easy, though. Like, Iowa's not a layup in an off-year election. People, it's going to be hard, right?
Well, I always take every race like I'm 10 points behind. I've run scrappy campaigns before. I flipped a seat in 2020 in Iowa during COVID, which is tough to run a campaign when you're a challenger then. I've learned a lot since then, and I've really enjoyed getting things done for Iowans, and I think that there's a lot more to do to back up the president.
Great to see you. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson, who wants to be the next senator from Iowa. Now she's doing a very important thing as congresswoman from Iowa. Have a great day.
Thanks. AshleyHinson.com for those who want to come support and help our race. Thank you.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years, before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. In the wake of the murder of Salem Radio Network talk host Charlie Kirk earlier this week, House Speaker Mike Johnson asked members of Congress to pause for a moment of silence. But instead, the House chamber broke out into a profanity-laced shouting match. On the Salem Media News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson called for a return to civility in the House.
Especially at a time like this, after a difficult week in America, we're struggling with the loss of our friend, and everyone's dealing with that raw emotion right now. The nation is rattled in many ways, and so are the members of Congress, and I think that probably explains some of the unfortunate things that happened on the Hill this week. We don't regard the other side as the enemy, and that's the way it should be done, and we've got to get back to that.
President Trump says Charlie Kirk leaves behind a remarkable legacy.
As he mourns the fatal shooting of one of his top political allies, the president said Kirk's impact on conservative politics will carry on.
We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people especially young people, will live on.
He also announced plans to posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the nation's highest civilian honor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Eric Smith says he believes he understands why blue state and city officials don't want Trump administration's help with their obvious crime problems.
The Trump derangement syndrome is strong with these people. Like, they cannot get out of their own way, because when Trump wants to do something like fight violent crime or deport criminal illegal aliens, they got to be on the other side of it. So I think this is why you see their numbers in the high teens, their approval numbers, the Democrats, because they're just on the wrong side of every issue.
Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Brazil's former president has been convicted and sentenced for trying to overturn his election loss.
The panel of justices convicted former President Jair Bolsonaro of attempting a coup after he lost his re-election bid in 2022. They sentenced him to more than 27 years in prison, setting off street celebrations by Bolsonaro opponents. But count President Trump among those very unhappy.
I thought he was a good president of Brazil, and it's very surprising that that could happen. That's very much like they tried to do with me, but they didn't get away with it.
Bolsonaro is currently under house arrest in Brasilia. He can appeal. I'm Ben Thomas.
The UN is overwhelmingly endorsing a two-state solution to the end of the war between Israel and Hamas. The UN General Assembly met Friday and voted to endorse a declaration outlining tangible, time-bound, and irreversible steps towards a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The murder of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk is reminding a Minneapolis suburb of the political violence they experienced in June.
The two candidates running for the Minnesota State House have been going door to door in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Park.
My name is XP Lee. I'm running for House District 34B, and we have a special election coming up on Tuesday.
Democrat Melissa Hortman, her husband, and their dog were shot dead in June in what investigators call a politically motivated attack. Lee's Republican opponent, real estate agent Ruth Bittner, says she noticed early in her campaign that neighbors seemed afraid to open their doors. She says we are in very, very scary times, and we definitely need to get out of this trajectory that we're on here. I'm Donna Water.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox is making an impassioned plea for Americans and young people in particular to use Kirk's public assassination as an inflection point to turn away the country from violence. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here, coming to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. We're lucky enough to talk to President Trump on Fox and Friends for an hour. We'll bring you some of that. Where he led with the good news is they got the guy, Tyler Robinson, who killed Charlie Kirk. That's who he's accused of, but they got him on video. They got him on still pictures. And they have evidently he confessed to his dad, a family member. His dad evidently brought him to police. And they're having the press conference now. The Utah governor's leading it. Cash Patel is there, all the other officials. Here's what we just heard from Governor Cox.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We got him. On the evening of September 11th, a family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident. This information was relayed to the Utah County Sheriff's Office and scene investigators at Utah Valley University. This information was also conveyed to the FBI.
So they are going in great detail in this press conference, talking about how they got him, family turned him in. The pictures were so apparent. I imagine somebody in his life would say, I know exactly who that is. Anyone that knew him, you'd be able to make that out by the hat, shirt, gait, shoes, location. He had a Challenger. Dodge Challenger was the car. We found the weapon. With us right now is Josh Krasharow, Fox News Radio political analyst, editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider. Josh, they got the guy. I guess the president told us that on the couch at 8 a.m. Eastern time, but now we know his name. Your thoughts?
Yeah, good news to start the morning. Was quite the must-watch interview, Brian, this morning on Fox and Friends when the president broke the news. But to hear law enforcement officials and the Utah governor confirm the fact that he is in custody and that he apparently is a 22-year-old whose family friends saw the images posted yesterday by law enforcement and said that that's my son. There's a lot more to come. I mean, the motive, what motivated someone who's a 22-year-old college student to commit this heinous murder is I think the next big question, and we may hear more from the law enforcement at the press conference. But it is good news right now to hear that he is in custody and now justice will be served.
Here's an interview that's unfolding while we're speaking.
Investigators interviewed a family member of Robinson who stated that Robinson had become more political in recent years. The family member referenced a recent incident in which Robinson came to dinner prior to September 10th, and in the conversation with another family member, Robinson mentioned Charlie Kirk was coming to UVU. They talked about why they didn't like him and the viewpoints that he had. The family member also stated Kirk was full of hate and spreading hate. The family member also confirmed Robinson had a gray Dodge Challenger.
And that was the car that they identified as his car. But you knew, Josh, when we saw the video from last night, coming off the roof, walking through the process, you just knew it's a matter of time. And the only way we wouldn't catch him if he killed himself.
Well, look, and that sounds like we have the motive that this was, as we suspected, but hadn't really had any direct evidence that this was a political motivation for the assassination of Charlie Kirk. So that is one important bit of evidence right now, live from Utah. Look, I also think one question is going to be, when we see so much about how young people get radicalized and turn to this extreme ideologies on social media, a lot of discussion has been paid in the last couple of days about just the sheer number of young Gen Zers who believe political violence is justifiable. They basically, no one, you know, in the baby boomer Gen X generation, endorses that kind of idea. But you see the disturbing number, like 25-30% of Gen Zers that actually rationalize political violence. And I think what makes this assassination so gut punching. And I wonder. I mean, we'll learn more about this the person who they caught, but that is a disturbing. I mean, the fact that this is connected to his political views is we all suspected it, but it's a real gut punch.
So right now, Kash Patel has taken over the microphone. Governor did a great job throughout this entire process communicating exactly his thoughts and the procedures. Here's more.
Investigators interviewed that roommate who stated that his roommate, referring to Robinson, made a joke on Discord. Investigators asked if he would show them the messages on Discord. He opened it and showed several messages to investigators and allowed investigators to take photos of the screen as each message was shown by Robinson's roommate. These photos consisted of various messages, including content of messages between the phone contact named Tyler with an emoji icon and Robinson's roommate's device. The content of these messages included messages affiliated with the contact Tyler, stating a need to retrieve a rifle from a drop point, leaving the rifle in a bush, messages related to visually watching the area where a rifle was left, and a message referring to having left the rifle wrapped in a towel. The messages also refer to engraving bullets and a mention of a scope and the rifle being unique. Messages from the contact Tyler also mentioned that he had changed outfits.
So he actually wrote, put down in writing exactly what he did. One of the sayings that were written on the casings was, "Hate fascists. Hate fascists." That was to Kirk. And evidently they have trans language, whatever that is. Kash Patel is just talking about right now how he likes cops to be cops and let them go out and let them loose exactly about how to solve these crimes. And that's what happened. I mean, by the way, in this age of surveillance, Josh, of everyone's got a Ring camera and every school has got a camera because of fear of things like this, thankfully it makes it easier to capture these guys.
Yeah, that's for sure. I am sort of, I shouldn't be shocked perhaps, but the fact that it sounds like this guy posted his intentions before the crime, he actually literally was communicating to folks, like-minded folks perhaps, on social media, on Discord, on what he was going to do, about the plan to commit this crime. I mean, it's a powerful bit of evidence, but it's disturbing. I mean, it indicates that there are other radical, like-minded people out there. I mean, the notion that that's even, you know, that in and of itself is just a disturbing notion. But clearly, there's evidence that they have from social media that this guy premeditated. This was a premeditated crime, and it was a political motive.
So, yeah, it was on Discord, which is more of a gaming communications device, and he was willing to map out exactly what he was going to do. He was going to wrap up the gun, and he was going to put it in a wooded area, and it did. But the problem is, for him, is that we caught him on camera going into a wooded area, so they know exactly where to look. Here's a little more about what was on the gun and the casings.
Investigators noted inscriptions that had been engraved on casings found with the rifle. Inscriptions on a fired casing read, "Notices, bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this question mark?" Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey fascist, exclamation point, catch, exclamation point." Up arrow symbol, right arrow and symbol, and three down arrow symbols. A second unfired casing read, "Oh, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow Chow." And a third unfired casing read, "If you read this, you are gay, LMAO.
You are gay. I'm just writing this down. Pretty amazing, right? This guy, remember, the epitaphs written by the shooter in Minneapolis of that church also had a bunch of messages on not only the magazines, but on the bullets themselves. Crazy stuff, Josh Crash Hour.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just processing this as I'm hearing it. I mean, the casing that said fascist, I mean, that between the fact that he had made comments in the last, I guess, the very recent past, indicating his animosity towards Charlie Kirk and his political disagreements, and having a casing with, you know, fascist on it. I mean, that does seem to add evidence to the fact that this was obviously a politically motivated murder. I don't know the other inscriptions. I really don't know what to make.
I don't know what they mean. But, yeah. You know, I guess something with a gay reference and a bulge and whatever, that could be some of the trans language. And what they'll find out. They'll know in 2 seconds. But what was happening? A lot of conversation about the trans shooter in Minneapolis. And the fact that that Killer was saying what a bad idea it was to do this. And that became a lot of the dictation. What kind of drugs were people getting at a young age when they wanted, what kind of hormones as they try to perhaps get through their psychological challenges by changing genders? And that was a conversation that everybody was having. And Charlie Kirk was leading, was one of the people outspoken about that in, on college campuses. And that kid was college age. Right now, Kash Patel is now speaking. Big story in the New York Times, how there wasn't enough coordination. It took 10 hours for Kash Patel to get a picture from the bureau over in Utah. And I think he was getting upset. And people talked about that's why him and Dan Bongino flew out to see for themselves. But maybe that was overstated because they got their guy.
Yeah, look, I think Monday morning quarterbacking, I'm not sure if it was the wisest policy approach for the FBI director to post on social media about people they had been in, that had been in for questioning and name. A lot of it, I mean, this is the scourge of social media. Like, sometimes you just do the investigation behind the scenes, and then when you get your guy, you announce the result, which is what's happening right now. So thankfully, it does seem like law enforcement did their job. They got the outcome that they were looking for. That's good news. We do know, by the way, speaking of the motive, Brian, we do know the Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that based on their conversations with law enforcement officials, what we're hearing now, that these casings had, you know, fascist, on them and also, you know, trans type rhetoric. Now, it sounds like that has proven to be the case, at least on the fascist and the inscription front, and then on one of the casings having the word fascist on it. I don't know what these other words mean, but maybe they had already done some legwork, and that's how they came to the conclusion. So that Wall Street Journal report that got a lot of attention yesterday about the motive of the shooter looks like it was on the right track. It looks like that's been proven based on the press conference today.
I'm very curious to see if he ever went on a microphone and sparred with Charlie Kirk in the past. And I just don't know. Like, they, you know, the people were profiling him yesterday. He says this guy looks like he's a first time killer. It looks like something that he thought about, but he's never done before. And anyone who said it was well planned didn't really see him grab the banister as he left. Didn't see him throw the gun, walk around with the gun sticking in his short in his pants. And of course, he left footprints. He left footprints, and he left elbow prints. Whatever they can do with that. So they had a lot of information on him. So it wasn't the most planned. And people say it wasn't that difficult a shot. I'm not a gun guy, but it seemed pretty difficult to me, especially under those circumstances, to be able to pull that off, especially with this older gun that he evidently had.
Yeah, no, I'd like to hear more about how he obtained the gun, about how much training he had, about how he got onto that roof. There are a lot. I mean, I'm sure a lot of these things are currently being discussed at the press conference, but. And lack of security. I mean, usually at some of these events, maybe not so much college events, but at political events, you do have some degree of security, which, you know, clearly no one saw this guy on the roof. No one flagged his presence as being anything suspicious. But that is going to be a big question going forward, especially as we discuss and debate the need for more security on campus. And sadly, when you have political speakers come, they're going to be worried about safety and security, especially on these college campuses.
Josh, real quick, rapid fire. Is it going to be a government shutdown?
That's the way it's trending, Brian. You have Chuck Schumer, who got roasted from his base for not pushing for a government shutdown the last time things came to a head. And you also have Ezra Klein, who's usually, maybe more of a pragmatist, counseling in his column in the New York Times, which has a very significant readership among Democrats and leadership to go ahead and force the leader's hand. So it does seem like the momentum is heading towards a September shutdown.
Trump is going to go to town when he's left alone. So Congress might not like the power they're going to leave him. We'll see. But do you need 60 votes to not shut down the government?
Yeah, I know that came up on your interview with the president, but yeah, that's why Democrats are not. I mean, if Republicans have the Senate majority by a comfortable margin, but they need to get 7 Democratic votes to
right. Over, so I was right.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll let the record show. Allison, I know more than the President of the United States. Okay. All right. So Spencer Cox, the governor, is still talking. Josh, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, handling the breaking news, offering instant analysis, Josh Trash Hour. When we come back, we'll take some phone calls, 1-866-408-7669. I'll have about 4 or 5 minutes, so get on board. Matthew Continenti at the bottom of the hour, columnist at the Free Press.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go. Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. In my line of work, I've seen firsthand how fast the world can change. With rising geopolitical tensions and inflation eating your buying power, it's time to take action. For me, that means gold. And for gold, I exclusively trust Advantage Gold. I urge you to do the same. Call them now at 800-900-8000 for a free gold guide to discover the security that comes with owning precious metals. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A Halloween cold case is back in the spotlight in Placer County, California, as investigators push for answers that have escaped them for 30 years. On October 31st, Sherilyn Hockley, a 34-year-old mother of three and elementary school teacher, was found dead in her minivan just a mile from the Eureka Elementary campus where she taught. She was last seen leaving the school's Halloween celebrations Friday, October 29th. Friends say she had just purchased a home in Roseville and was excited for the next chapter of her life. A rope was found next to her body, but her vehicle remains the only known crime scene connected to the case. And despite an extensive investigation at the time, the case went unsolved. Nobody has ever been arrested for her murder. Now, 32 years later, the sheriff's cold case team says it's taking another look, armed with new DNA testing methods and modern investigative tools that weren't available in the 90s. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
House Call for Health. A new study shows people may have aisle anxiety and decision fatigue during their trip to the grocery store. The nationwide survey of 2,000 adults by Talker Research finds most people spend about 4 minutes deciding on each item they buy at the supermarket. Many say shopping feels like an investment, especially for products tied to health, wellness, or those with a long shelf life. And the numbers tell the story. 41% admit second-guessing half the choices made in a given day. More than a quarter say even the simplest decisions can leave them stressed. And at the supermarket, 40% of consumers say they research food products more today than they did 5 years ago, more focusing on labels that promise healthier for you or non-toxic or clean or no added sugar. Researchers say more than a third of us have become what they call product detectives. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world,
but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Hotel.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. This is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Investigators interviewed a family member of Robinson who stated that Robinson had become more political in recent years. The family member referenced a recent incident in which Robinson came to dinner prior to September 10th, and in the conversation with another family member, Robinson mentioned Charlie Kirk was coming to UVU. They talked about why they didn't like him and the viewpoints that he had. The family member also stated Kirk was full of hate and spreading hate. The family member also confirmed Robinson had a gray Dodge Challenger.
So that is the governor announcing Tyler Robinson is the killer. He's 22 years old. He was born in April of 2003. We know he's got a sibling. He lives in a six-bedroom house. His mother evidently is from a prominent family. His dad, this makes sense now because we had President Trump on the couch and he said a pastor and family member turned him in. This is both. He's a local pastor or minister, and he's reportedly learned of the crime from Tyler's confession, contacted authorities, and held his son until U.S. Marshals arrived. President praised his dad as a hero for doing that. Obviously, but he also raised him. Curtis, you're in Brooklyn, New York. Curtis.
Hey, Brian. So I was just going to say, I actually know what the arrow combination on the bullet casing means.
Okay, go ahead.
It's from a video game, came out last year. There's a whole community behind it. It's called Helldivers 2, and it's a Starship Troopers type of bug extermination game, whatever, to call in airstrikes and to call in some of your ordnance from your spaceship above. There is a button combination menu, and it consists of up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right, you know, down, right, right, whatever the example is. And so it's big in the gaming community. There's nothing nefarious about it necessarily, but, you know, I've noticed you see stickers on car windows and shirts that get made. People have favorite airstrikes and they do that. So I think that that's what that refers to.
Belichow?
Being part of the gaming community.
What about Belichow?
The game's called, I don't know that. It sounds Italian.
We don't know where that come from. Hate fascist and catch, hence catch a bullet. And then it's fascinating. I don't know anything about the gaming world. So you were great, and Eric does, and Eric, one of our producers, Board Ops, says the same thing. You're 100% right. Appreciate it. Callers are often smarter than the hosts. There's another example. Curtis, good job. When we come back, more on this killing. Also, we're going to talk to Matt Continenti, a columnist on the Free Press and director of domestic policy and studies at the American Enterprise Institute.
Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With a high degree of certainty, we have him.
Right
in custody. Right? In custody. Everyone did a great job. We worked with the
local police, the governor, everybody did a great job. You know, getting somebody that you start off with absolutely nothing. And we started off with a clip that made him look like an ant that was almost useless. We just saw there was somebody up there. And so much work has been done over the last 2.5 days.
And the guy's name is Tyler Robinson. He comes from a somewhat prominent family. It looks like his dad was a member of the clergy. He was also a sheriff, and he seems his dad heard his confession and turned him in. And other people did notice who he is, and they were looking at his postings. And I'm talking about the assassin of Charlie Kirk, the alleged assassin. But if you look at the tapes, you look at the video, you look at the pictures, you look at the gun, you got the fingerprints, you know you got the guy. Hopefully he was acting alone. But let's see. What does it mean in the big picture? Matthew Continenti writes about it with the Reef Press, and he also is a member playing a vital position with AEI. Matthew, your reaction to the capture of the assassin 2 days after he killed?
Well, my first reaction, Brian, is that I'm pleased that justice seems to be done. My second reaction is I can't say that I'm surprised by some of the messages we're hearing about this assassin's politics. As Governor Cox described in the news conference, he apparently had been growing more political over time. He describes Charlie Kirk as someone who spread hate. And it turns out that the cartridges were engraved with messages. One of them, a very well-known Antifa-like message. So what we have here is a political assassination by what it seems to me to be a member of the radical left, not unlike the killing of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, by Luigi Mangione last year. And that's why my final reaction is real disturbance, because it seems as though there are copycats, a growing number of young men who are becoming radicalized by a socialistic anti-American ideology, and they're ready to commit acts of terrible, heinous violence in order to further their political ideology.
I mean, it's easy to marginalize Ryan Root. The guy's an absolute basket case. He's got mental issues. He's his own attorney in court. He's the second assassin. We don't know much about the first assassin. Then you look at some other people in history, and you see they have a screw loose. But this guy's part of a movement. That's what I find disturbing. It seems part of an ideology. It seems, and didn't want to hear anything else. I mean, the irrationality of if it is a member of Antifa or a sympathizer, they're absolutely irrational, don't seem particularly involved in society, kind of want to destroy it, and look at guys like me or you as the enemy.
Well, they look at America as the enemy, Brian. This is someone who, if these messages turn out to be true and plausible, he was someone who believed that America was a fundamentally unjust system, and that someone like Charlie Kirk, whose whole life, his young life, was premised on the idea that America is good, and he wanted to convince young people, Charlie did, that to love their country and to celebrate traditional institutions, including the family, including religion, including the market, that's the enemy to this movement that is, it seems, becoming radicalized and increasingly violent in order to tear down the United States of America, tear down everything that we think of as civilization. And the fact that they are now targeting not just politicians, but private individuals. Charlie Kirk was not an elected official. He was a social media presence. He was a star. He was a political activist. And he paid for the courage that he showed every time he walked onto a college campus in order to debate with his life.
He had six members of his own security team that came out of his wallet, I'm sure. I know he did it to raise awareness, and we've been talking for over the last 6-8 years what he's done on college campuses. I'm sure, Matt, we were told it's never going to happen. College campuses, in my lifetime, has always been a bastion of liberalism. That's nothing going to change. Republicans made a huge mistake, George Will wrote, just basically giving up on college campuses. And then Charlie Kirk comes along. At 18, he decides to engage, gets these huge crowds and these isolated people who love politics, or actually wanted to do it for a living, finally had a place to go. And next thing you know, three election cycles in, it hit its zenith, and suddenly Republicans getting the youth vote. He's responsible. So how do you stop him? You kill him, right? How do you stop him? You don't get another group and make it bigger. You don't try to spar with him because he gives you the opportunity and win the argument and go viral online, which is an opportunity for you. I have to kill him. Where does that mindset come from?
It comes from a mindset that believes that the system is beyond repair. It comes from a mindset that completely dehumanizes your political opponents. It comes from a mindset, I have to say, where everyone views Donald Trump as somehow a dictator in the making. And people view and demonize Republicans and Trump supporters as fascists or Nazis. And if the stakes are that high to an addled mind, then you do commit acts of violence. And that's why it's important that we just take a look here and say that we're here to continue the American experiment. Donald Trump is not a dictator. He's someone who has electrified millions of Americans with the message of common sense and a desire to improve our country. And there are people on the left. They're not communists necessarily, but they have a different view of how to make America better. But you need to argue with them. You need to use words.
Yeah.
You can't use bullets because otherwise the whole thing collapses.
I know, Matt, you're a deep thinker and political scientist. So I think the thing that switched over the last 4 years is it went from conservative liberal to common sense and what are you thinking? I mean, literally, these are not sometimes as hard issues. But this is, do you want to seal the border? No, the border's sealed. The border's sealed? Of course it's not sealed. Oh, that's migration. That's world migration. Or that's climate change. Or we don't need a wall. Or don't be xenophobic as we watch our cities overflowing with illegal immigrants that we can't afford, bankrupting cities, being that they're on social programs. And common sense is trans men and women sports. That's pretty obvious, but it doesn't seem to be. You know, charter schools is basically another thing. Common sense. People who have an opportunity to go to a charter school should be able to. Teachers unions don't allow that. People say, why, if you cared about minorities, wouldn't you do that? So these issues, it used to be stuff that's debated in halls. But other times I feel like you want to knock them on the head and go, wake up.
Well, this is why the fact that Kirk was assassinated on a college campus was grimly symbolic, Brian, because the college campus is supposed to be a place of free inquiry, open debate, discussion, civil discourse, viewpoint diversity. But over the past decade, it seems to me college campuses, and I'm not singling this particular college campus out, but college campuses have become petri dishes of every sorts of radicalism. Whether it is anti-Americanism, whether it's anti-capitalism, whether it's anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism, whether it's the type of racial essentialism, the type of 1619 project mentality that says America has been corrupted from the very beginning. This is the culture in which many young people now marinate for years, and then they emerge from these colleges. They have a degree that's not worth the paper it's printed on, and they have mountains of debt, and they have resentment,
yep.
And then they have this sense of entitlement. And that's what makes this so disturbing, is the fact that there's not one, there's not two of these guys. There may be many more of them out there.
You know, I never thought about that. I also, it's a possibility, but it's actually more likely. So AOC was asked about this. She canceled her event this weekend. Cut 12.
Republicans are saying that Democrats too often have referred to them as Nazis, dictators. Is that the kind of rhetoric that you think there should be less of, or do you think that criticism is misplaced?
I believe that if we want to stop the scourge of violence in this country, we must do our jobs and pass common sense gun safety reforms in the United States, period.
Really? Gun reform?
What a dodge. She didn't answer the question. And, you know, I would just recommend to AOC, she needs to take a look at the video that her mentor Bernie Sanders put out, because I don't agree with Bernie Sanders on a single thing except for what he told his followers in this video, where he said violence is never an answer. And in fact, violence in politics is the coward's way, because it's an admission that you are unable to convince people through peaceful means, through civil discourse, that your ideas are true. So AOC had a moment there where she could have stepped up to, and she whiffed. She missed the ball.
Right. No one's worse than Ilhan Omar. I got to let you hear this. Cut nine.
There are a lot of people who are out there talking about him just wanting to have a civil debate. These people are full of and it's important for us to call them out while we feel anger and sadness. There is nothing more up, you know, like than to completely pretend that, you know, his words and actions have not been recorded and in existence for the last decade or so.
So she totally punts on saying that Charlie Kirk basically deserved it. Right. We don't want him to get killed, but he did. You know, that's what happens when you speak like that.
No, it's despicable comments from Ilhan Omar. And, you know, not surprising for those of us who have followed her career. And this is, I think, the major problem here, which is that we have this rising political violence. We have this real left wing radical tendency now that is taking up arms and flouting the law. And we also have kind of people on the socialist squad and some other parts of the left and the Democratic Party who are willing to say, well, maybe it's justified to the degree that the victims had it coming. Or in the case of, say, the riots in Los Angeles over the ICE raids there, that is celebrated as resistance when, in fact, it's violating the law. So I think we need to take a step back and we need to say, look, we need the rule of law. We need the Constitution. We need to agree on the principles of freedom of speech, freedom of conscience. Those are the bedrocks of America. If we give up on those, that we're not really, we're going to fall into the abyss. And so, I don't think most Americans want to go there.
Nope.
But we need more people in Congress to talk about the importance of the Constitution and American ideals, and we need fewer Ilhan Omars and AOCs.
Yeah, I can't wait to see where we go from here. As the president said to us today, you got to move on. You know, as bad as it is, and he's a personal friend, like a family member, really was. And but don't anyone tell you different. Charlie Kirk was always with President Trump, and they were talking 2-3 times a day. Played a big role. They had mutual respect for each other, obviously. So this is like a loss of the family. And he said, my message is you got to move on. You know, you can't alter your life. You got to go forward. 9/11 is an example. And a lot of lawmakers, out of security reasons, canceled their event this weekend. AOC canceled her event this weekend. If Matt Continente has a speech, are you going to go?
You have to. You have to go. Obviously, you take precautions.
Yeah.
But we can't, this is exactly like 9/11 in the sense. What 9/11 wanted to wreck the American economy. It wanted to put Americans in a crouch, protective crouch. And this is the same intent. It's meant to deter people like Charlie Kirk from going to college campuses and spreading a message of conservatism. You know, and so you can't give in. And that's why it was important that Robinson was apprehended as quickly as they did. And it's also why I think President Trump's message to you this morning was important, Brian, because he also said, yeah, he said we need to move on. But he also said, you know, out of terrible tragedies, sometimes there's some good. And I think what this has done is not just a wake-up call that we never would have wanted to have, but I think it's also sending a lot of young people back to Charlie Kirk. And they're looking at his messages, and they're looking at his podcasts, and they're looking at the example he set, not just politically, with his own life. He got married. He had these two beautiful young kids. He was deeply religious. He was committed to his community. That is how you lead a life of human flourishing. That's the example that we need more of in America. And I can only hope that more young people learn from Charlie Kirk's example in the aftermath of this awful, awful week.
Matthew Continetti, thanks so much. Read his stuff in the Free Press. Got a great column out today. And now I'll write another one now that we know who killed Charlie Kirk. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks, Matt.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
I'm Clay Aiken.
I am Dre DeMatteo.
Hey, everybody, it's Billy Baldwin.
Hey, everyone, it's Patricia Heaton.
Hey, everyone, I'm Nicole Polizzi.
Hey, everyone, it's Candace Bushnell.
Hey, everyone, it's Henry Golding.
Hey, everyone, it's Zachary Levi.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Nealon, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.box.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janiceine, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janiceine Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janiceine Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio. So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We can return violence with violence. We can return hate with hate. And that's the problem with political violence, is it metastasizes. Because we can always point the finger at the other side. And at some point, we have to find an off-ramp, or it's going to get much, much worse. But see, these are choices that we can make. History will dictate if this is a turning point for our country. But every single one of us gets to choose right now if this is a turning point for us. We get to make decisions. We have our agency. And I desperately call on every American, Republican, Democrat, liberal, progressive, conservative, MAGA, all of us to please, 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 follow what Charlie taught me.
So there's Spencer Cox, friend of Charlie Kirk, who was gunned down this week, and then we finally got his assassin, Tyler Robinson. We know that it looks like he's got one sibling. It looks like his dad turned him in. He made a pretty obvious on one of his social media accounts what he did before he did it, and now he actually executed the exact plan. And the plan got him turned in because he was able to execute the shot, sadly, and execute somebody as, and by the way, I think everyone should see this tape because you should see the horror of someone's life being taken away and how brutal these shootings are. And to see someone executed like this in the prime of his life in front of a huge crowd, outstandingly successful at the age of 31, and this loser out of college thinks that he doesn't like what somebody says, so I'll get on a roof, I'll kill him. What do you think? And I'll write some things on a bullet casing because I'm really, really cool. And by the way, in case you hadn't noticed, we're not canceling anything either. September 27th, I'll be in Richmond, Virginia, and then November 1st, Pottstown, Pennsylvania. History, liberty, and laughs. We will have fun, and we'll talk about serious stuff, too. Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't forget One Nation Sundays, 10 p.m.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program.
You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio
station. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.